In the Gemara explains you have to have two considerations. Number one, you have to preserve the film, make sure it doesn't get stolen, make sure it's not destroyed, it's not lethal. And number two, there shouldn't be lethal to destroy it. Two things, to preserve it, to watch so it shouldn't get ruined, and it shouldn't be in a situation of design. But the Gemara has a Shaila, about 8 lines from the bottom of Tov Gimel on base. Well, in the Rav Yosef, Beid, Rav Nechunya, and Rav Yudah. So yes, the Shaila, if a person, let's say, is sleeping, not that he's sleeping at home in his own apartment on his bed and he has a whole bunch of rooms and he can leave it to him and should, or leave it to him in the other one. Imagine if a person is sleeping in a forest, on the side of the highway, on a field or something like that. And the shaila is, where is he going to leave the film? If he's going to leave the film on top of a branch in a tree, the animal can come over, a mouse can come over and walk up with the film. You have to keep the film as close to him as possible. As close as possible, he should sleep on top of the film. Sleep on top of the film, that shadow can be right. He's very not going to sleep on somebody, but it's going to protect the film and more. That's the consideration over here. So that was the shaila. Maushi, I need a hard and steel of Takas Mela Shaita. When he goes to sleep, is he permitted to leave it under his pillow or under his head? To leave the Takas Magdaloi to look on a boiler. To leave it under his feet. Under his feet. But you cannot be zoned, because if you have it there to leave it under your feet, leave it under your head. That's more the covetous to leave it under your head. But that's the shaila. Is it permissible to leave it under your head, considering that it's a desire? If you leave it on the tree, on the branch, and it should have been much less of a desire. It's not such a desire, because the property is a position. Yeah, but it would be less than summa. If you have a branch, and it should be less than summa. That's the shaila. So to leave the tachas, my delight will not come and burly. That's not to be considered. That's not because you're not going to be zonk. You come and burly, the shaila that Rabbi Yosef is asking of Rabbi Yudah is, Tachas Merashayt of Ma, what's the law of Zabter, on the right, Hachim HaShmuel, Rav Yudah was a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel, the Mar had sometimes, I'm Rav Yudah, Rav, I'm Rav Yudah, Shmuel. So Rav Yudah says, he heard from Shmuel, Hachim HaShmuel, what the, it's permissible to leave the still in, if you have no prayer, you have it. If you have an apartment, to leave it in another room, after he has no apartment. If he has no apartment, sleeping in the field, look, he's permitted to leave it under his pillow, under his head, Abilo Vishtoi Imar. Even if he's with his wife, and he's going to possibly practice Tashka Shalit, there's also Musa. That's the Hashanah. What do you mean? If Murray has later on a right there that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, on the bottom of Chotain and Day, 3 lines from the bottom, 2 lines from the bottom, Tanya, we have a right there. Why is the age by Sefer Torah still inviting into the room? A right in the room doesn't the whole house. A room that has a Sefer Torah still in, also the Shabbos by Samito,
if you have another place.
If you have another place, right. Actually, unless you remove it from the whole room, you have to take the Torah and put it in a different room, take the Sefer Torah and put it out. Now, friends, there's a whole discussion, what about printed Torah? So, Mechatzila, but not with that printed Torah has the same status, you should give it the same covenant as the Sefer Torah. Shabbat is, what if, you have a Shabbat of Kaf, this is not printed Torah. The person is a Talmud Chacham, and he has a house full of printed Torah, and he only has one room. It's the whole house consists of one room. And you're nursing the house, which is that.
All apartments. The whole
apartment is an old furniture. Yeah. But that's a Zuchanar system. Sometimes in the Shashat Tak, there'll be Mako on printed form. But here we're not talking printed form anymore. They're talking about the Torah Tzillin. Also the Shamish with Hamita, she has to take it out of the room. Or she needs to Kli B'Tov Kli. Let's see if she does it. So I'm going to buy Lashana L'Bikli. It's only if the one of the two kelim, either the bottom kli or the upper kli, is not the yuchas for covering up the tefillin. So the din is that it's considered to be zayin atzilin unless you have to leave the tefillin. What does the Gemara say over here? That he leaves the tefillin under his tefillin apilo ishta imos? The Taisa says on the top of the neck, not on chav dalel and aleph, and that's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch also by Taisa. But that's what we're talking about over here. Hachanan Kina, he hasn't cleaved the tefillin.
He's going to cook, he's going to take his, jacket. Okay. Listen, if the ceiling is in his room, Zephyr has one clue. Then put it onto the mattress and sink it in the other clue. Then it says the famous should be not. Clue to the clue doesn't only have to be top 15 that covers over our room and our room entirely. Like a ceiling, Zephyr covers over the ceiling and call us the. Even if it's not, let's say I leave the ceiling on the table and I put a towel, I put a cloth on top. So that's considered one clue. And I put another cloth, that's considered three to top clue. See, Doctor, I didn't talk about such a possibility. The mother had no problems for this part. But Doctor, I might think have such an idea.
The
cart was covered for the bathroom. It doesn't cover the rituals. I don't know. Is there even a ritual at all? I don't know.
What about the meat of the bed? It's the bed.
I mean, that just counts as another clue, even though it's not covering over the sewer.
I think
we're going to have something like that later. It's a different issue. Yeah. The Tais writes like that in the Shulchan Aruch. If it's possible, then we even require the Kli B'Tzar Kli over here also. The Shmuel says, Afilu Ishtai Imai, Mutar Afilu Ishtai Imai, it's Mutar to put it Tachas Mirajot rather than to leave it on top of the branches on the tree. Beit Makasha, but there's a brighter that contradicts Shmuel. Meitzvah says, the Feilish Le'anich Adam Tzilov Tachas Mai Eloisov, you're not permitted to leave the ceiling under your feet because the nation of Agdan is right. They're certainly not to cover the ceiling. Avol, this is not called Gilman base, three lines in the bottom. Avol, the first part of what Shmuel said does say in the right, it does cover. Avol, the Ichon Tachas Merah Shoytov, you are permitted to leave the ceiling under your pillow, under your head. So what Shmuel said is correct. If the option is to leave it on the branches on the tree, or to leave it on your head, it's preferable to leave it on your head. However, the second half of what Shmuel said, the Shmuel said, Abila Ishti Imo is also Musa. That says, if there is not, then Ishti Imo, then you're not allowed to. Unless, I am not going to say, but I give a talk, I know what you were talking.
Different
show. Oh, the guy I was talking, right? This is something that we're talking to, and it's a Mokum on the summer. Okay. So this means a shelf.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean a separate on our table. Let's see, if you have a closet in the room and the closet is large enough that it's not with mem door, a police are not with mem door, it's considered a much more the shoe of a mixture. I never have a mixture. The Gemara says, I'm a lama, the room give a lama. If it's in three cubic commas, if that has the shoe of mem door. So if you have, let's say, a bookcase. You have a bookcase, or if you have a dresser, that's a very big thing. And considering the whole thing from the outside, the volume of the whole thing would be Amalama Guru Gimalama. What kind of dresser is so big? You can dress this on that side. So then, that's considered a separate room. Such a big tree is considered a separate room. That's considered a separate room.
Even though the separate
drawer? Yeah, even though the separate drawer, you measure it on the outside of the tree. Even if it's open, it says also it's moving. Even if it's open, that's
volume. Volume that controls. It's the volume that controls.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mishnah has like that. Even though you have a filling or storing in the bookcase, but if they're pushed in, if they're not so shooting, if all the time are pushed in and the whole bookcase all together, it's not the mem saw, so then it's considered a shift with announcement. If the closet is metal, or closet is attached. If the closet is attached to the wall, then it has to be dalar al dalar tzrochim, the grove al yu tzrochim. So if it's dalar al dalar tzrochim, grove al yu tzrochim, those are best to shear for Rishus HaYachat for Shabbos, and then it's considered a Rishus Bifnei. The same thing you have to get to call the Sefer Torah. If you're not permitted to have your back to the Sefer Torah, to take Sefer Torah in your Rishus. Why is the Sefer Torah in your Kaddish? But since you're on Kaddish normally, a normal on Kaddish has dalar al dalar tzrochim. No, that's something very small, not dollar on it. Not dollar on it. And I'm a big problem. Dollar on the is like this. Dollar on the is very good. And then the grove is all right. Because it's a reshus nisniyatsu. So here if you have a closet that's attached to the building and the closet has dimensions of dollar, dollar, tochim, and it's the room, you're talking to all, then it's already a reshus nisniyatsu. But if the closet is a portable closet, so then it's not considered a reshus nisniyatsu, then it's considered a kli in the room. So the tefillin is in a tefillin, let's say the tefillin is in a tefillin zapper, and the tefillin zapper is inside the closet, so that's a kli itself too. But if you don't have tefillin and tefillin zapper, you have a safer here. The safer inside one kli, that's only one kli. If you put the safer in a bag, and the bag is in the closet, you write that kli itself too. But if you don't have the safer in a bag, you have 100 spum, what are you going to put every safer in a bag? Then the Mishnah Berurah, first of all, there's a din that if it's Masik Mem Torah, if the bookcase, the portable bookcase, is so big, that measuring the volume from the outside, it has Gimel, it has Amar Lama, Berum Gimel Lama, 6 cubic gallons, then it's considered a Rishus Bishnayasim. That's the din in Hilchos Shabbos we learned, that usually the din is ain't being in the sphere of the Kalim, it's only being in the sphere of the Binyanim, and not the Kalim, but if the Kli is so large, there's not the Mem Torah, and then I'm not close to know the Ruah and Erevin. Because you have a Kasha and Ashim, you have the Ruah, the Kasha by saying that if the Kli is so big that it's not big, men still have such a large volume, then it has the status of a Dinya.
Yeah.
No.
Right,
but also, the Ruah. Both together, they're not saying
that's
such a depends how big this is. Yeah, this is massive men's door. I think this is big enough. This has massive men's door. This is gigantic on site. So that's not considered a separate room. But even if you have a little tiny, like the Hebrew Kaddisha has a little more inside. So that's not considered a separate room. That's a Kli in the room. So then you would have to have Kli to Kli. In order to be not, you have to have to leave it in order to be not the Tasha Shami.
Did the Perez
should be considered a
Kli?
The mental should be considered a Kli. The mental should be considered a Kli. The mental should be considered a Kli. Okay. I mean, mental error is one Kli, and then also, that's already, they're both miyuchad. Yes. So Rabbi says that they're both miyuchad for the safer, yeah. Right. Right, then it doesn't have to be a Kli to tell Kli. In the Shibur, of course, Machrenim, let's say Shaila from Mezuzah. Let's say a person has a Mezuzah on his bedroom door, so the Mezuzah also you have to speak for the same covered as it says, the Torah and Tefillin. Even though the Mezuzah has less Kedushah than the door. But still, you have to see, so usually the mezuzah on the outside, you close the door. Well, what if the bedroom leads to another room? Then it leads to another room. I have the mezuzah on the inside of the bedroom. So what do you do if the first month you have Tasha Shani? Because you have a clean shop, how are you going to have a clean shop, please? The mezuzah, you usually cover it over, so you put a towel on top, you put a sheet on top, it comes to cover it over, it should be clean shop, please. What if the mezuzah clearly, you put two covers on top of the mezuzah? You wrap the mezuzah in plastic, and then you have a cover. So would you say that that's clean shop, clean? Would you say no, that that's miyuchah b'kah? And Abai says miyuchah b'kah, it doesn't count as two. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes to Machrenim, that if you specifically, if you wrapped up the mezuzah in order to protect it, you wrapped it up in black paper, whatever, in order to protect it, and then you put another case on top to protect it, that people shouldn't rub it off and keep it, that it shouldn't get dusty or shouldn't fall down or whatever, then it's kelyon and it's not, and it only counts as one. A few asara kelim, it only counts as one kli. That's what Rabbi says on the bottom of Chof Hamid Beis. So what happens if he wrapped it up in paper specifically intending to solve the problem of Kli to tell Kli? Well, let's say he bought such a fancy mezuzah case that has two glass containers, one glass container inside another one, for the specific purpose, that's why he wanted it, that it should be considered Kli to tell Kli. And even though it's Kelyon, and Mishnah Berurah quotes Achranim and say that that's okay, it's three quotes. Achranim say that that's considered Kli to tell Kli. That's what he had in mind, Melechatzin. Anyway, that's, you have to put together the Gemara. Mishnah Berurah quotes this, the Mechaber quotes this passage on the top of Chof Daled, are put together the two Gemaras.
Sure, but you have to say, put an extra cover on top of the mezuzah.
Are you using the mezuzah?
Yeah, you're
using the mezuzah in that way. Well, the mezuzah is nailed onto the door.
Then you're going to hide the mezuzah and still be able to lift the mezuzah.
Yeah, sure. Years ago, they used to have the mezuzah.
Yeah, sure.
You're allowed to use the light. You can hold on the door. You can drill the hole into the wall. Yeah. Even though you don't wrap it up completely, but that would be the infinite time, yeah. The mental is near to the top, and the whole long time is also near to the top. But if, let's say, you have filling on the table, filling on the table, that's about one clue. And then you take a sheet or a towel and cover it over. Even though you don't wrap it up completely all around and around, that's the infinite time.
In the telescope, you're not going to
clear it. That's not a clue,
that's the people won't say anything as much as the same thing as the music. And even like you have a double cover or something, that hole you put on is much better.
And it also needs to look at the stuff. Sounds good. Sounds good. Okay. That's the kasha, that's the time against Shmuel. If what Shmuel said is corroborated by the Brisa, that if it's not Ishtarima, then you're not permitted to put the tefillah on your feet, but you are permitted to put it on your head for the purposes of Shmuel. Better to keep it on your tefillah than to hang it up a face on the branch of the tree. But the other half of what Shmuel says, that you're permitted to leave it on your tefillah, even Ishtarima, but that's contradicted by the Brisa. So the Gemara says, deal to the Shmuel. So the day we should write against Shmuel. The only time the Brisa says that it is permissible in Tarimachnish, but you don't talk my own, you don't talk him. Then it's mutter. If he's not going to leave the tefillin mamish on the bed, he's going to leave the tefillin and the makom, the tzidik, gimel tzachim taller, gimel tzachim lower, but then it's no longer lavus, and then it's a makom chalas b'smeach, and then it is mutter. Of course, if ishti imos, then you're going to have to leave it tefillin, otherwise it'll be also to have tashashan. Then it's not good. Then it's like not ishti imos. Ishti a problem because it's going to be tashashan. Yes, so then it's the same as not ishti imos. Then everybody will be. So the Gemara says that the Yufta the Shmuel, the second half of what Shmuel says, that it's permissible to leave the tefillin on the bed, even Ishta Imai, that's the Farish against the right into Yufta. Zog the Gemara, on my Rav, on the last line of Chavdim on the day, Af Agav, the Tanya, the Yufta the Shmuel, even though it's the Farish of right against Shmuel, the Halach is like Shmuel. Hilchot Sokaba says, it's an unusual Gemara. It quotes in the Sefer HaKrisis, in the text, the Achanin quotes in the Sefer HaKrisis, by the Rosh Nikinim, it's one of the Bali Atheists, that's one of the Yerbal quotes now. But the, in the Sefer Krisis, he says, he points out this Gemara that you have an unusual Hechitimt over here. That even though you have a Zephyrish of Raisa that's a Tiyuf of somebody, he says, Hilchas HaKavasa, whenever it makes so much sense, whenever it's very, very Mustafa, so then we pass him like a sheet, even if it's against the Raisa. Yeah, well, the Gemara says, why? It means that he's traveling. If he's traveling, and the alternative is either to leave the tefillin on top of the branch of the tree, it's going to be more because he's got less shmira, because the behemoth is going to come up and they take it away, or leave it under the pillow on the bed, he's going to have more shmira, and he's going to be sneaking on it, more shmira, but it's going to be more mutl the desire. So then it is like shmira. Okay. But he's afraid if he's going to leave it in another place, and maybe... Okay, so he's sleeping in a YMHA. Is that his way he is? There's the next line of the Gemara, the top line of Chob Dalman and Manalas. The Gemara says, my, time, why do we talk like Shmuel even though there's a bride to the Pharisee against him? Because it's more, because it's Thomas Saber. Why is Shmuel doing Thomas Saber? Call him. That's a Rinu, Tzvei, obvious. The Rashi explains, when it's a bear between Shmira and the post of the Zoyan,
this is a boring, this is a Shema. It's the design this boring. This is a shame. Maybe we'll get
it. The tune is to be able to come apart.
Yeah, because
it's come apart.
See the face.
He's nervous that it may disappear, that a Ganeth may take it, even if he is in a house. At least a boarding house, and other people are sleeping nearby. He's afraid that someone may steal the tune. Whenever there's no consideration of color that's in it, then Abai is in a flood. You say you have to have a double complete to clean it. This room, whatever. Leave it somewhere else. So whenever you're worried about Shmira, then Shmira is a stronger form of covet than some covet the Alma. Shmira is the greatest covet you can give it in the Shmira.
Good.
full of Nazarene Tzveyot. Reb Digmar Lehechi Manach Lu, exactly, where does he lead the tune? What even it means that Tachas Mar Merashoy Tavam, it is said, Shom Nehmar, Amar Rav Yumi, Ben Ka, the Ketz, the Mitzin Tzilo, and the mattress. Shalai, Keneged Roshoy. You should leave it in between. Pillow is so big, so he's going to leave his head over here. He should leave it, not Keneged the head. Reb Digmar, but in the Brice, it doesn't seem to say like that. But Tanir Achi, and Anicham, the Koi, but Tachas Merashoy Tzav, it sounds like literally under his head. So it sounds like since there's more shmira to leave it mamish, he can leave it on his side, under the pillow. But right now, Janus may walk off with it. He can sneak into the room and walk off. There's more of a shmira if it's mamish under the head. Let more name. What it means is you have a big filling zekel. You should leave part, and the filling, I'm not going to fill up the whole filling zekel. So leave the empty part of the filling zekel under the head, and the part of the filling zekel has the filling, and it should be not under the head. It should be on the side. That's what the Gemara is. The empty Gemara, the Matakle, the Mushi, the Kobal, the Bar. You should have the bulging part of the Tillum Zekel should be sticking out on the side, under the pillow, in between the pillow and the mattress, and the only part that should be under his head is the empty part of the Tillum Zekel. If you can do it like that, you should do it like that. If it's absolutely necessary to sleep on the Tillum, he has to sleep with the Tillum under his head, it's understandable that he has no favor. We had a Gemara before that a person was traveling and taking the Sefer with him, so sometimes we allow you to sit on the horse on the Sefer Torah if it's necessary for the Shmir Sefer Torah. How then is going to give the Sefer Torah to someone else? It didn't have his Gemara Gemara, someone else is going to travel. But if it's absolutely necessary, how can he come there if he can even sleep on it? But if he has the option of doing it like this, this is better. So the Gemara says different Amoraim has variations of this. Bar Kapara is also Talmud of Revi. Shmuel was the Talmud of Rebbe. Our Kapara, Zayar, Lahu, the Kilskog, used to have beds. The Gemara Sukkot used to have beds with the curtains hanging around the bed. So that's called the Kilskog. So our Kapara used to wrap up the tefillin in the curtains hanging around
the bed.
That's another thing that has long curtain on the side. No, but Kilskog means the curtain. The canopy that was surrounded. Right?
Yeah,
right. Right. So the curtain that would hang down with these soft cloths that he would wrap up the tefillin in the cloth, and then he would have the tefillin on the outside side of the canopy rather than have it on the inside side, have it on the outside side. What would cover it? The Ilu would be a different room. It wasn't really a different room. You can't really consider the canopy a different room because it's probably a machine to shining on a lot of the rock material. If you would open up all the windows, the wind would start to blow and the whole canopy would blow. So then the canopy, the walls of the canopy don't count as a machine to shining. Well, it has a lot of details depending on the size and how kavua it is. Yeah. But that was like a far draft. I'm not talking Yishu Imo. If he's afraid to leave it still in a shul, he's afraid to leave it in another room, doesn't have another place, so he would wrap it up in the cloth and have the tefillin on the outside side of the canopy, mafik l'mushay on the bar. The bulging part of the tefillin would be on the outside side of the canopy as opposed to the inside side. Avsheshi Pei Duravid, Marach Luhashar Shif, where he had a home, where he has an opportunity to put it in the cover to start to put it on a table. And he used to put the cloth on top of the tefillin. That was the shmiras tefillin. Everybody would agree that that's certainly better. Shmuel doesn't insist that you have to adopt your tefillin on your tefillin. Shmuel talks about it. You don't have a night table. You don't have a place. You don't have another place to put your tefillin. Yeah, the alternative is either to leave your tefillin next to you, so you may turn over in bed and the tefillin will fall off. Or someone may walk off with the tefillin. Or to leave the tefillin under your pillow where it's less hashash that it's going to fall off. Less of a hashash that it's going to be disappeared. No, that's the Gemara that we had, the Gemara Sukkot, the Gemara before last week that you're not committed to. Shemo Yafiyah said, Nikar Adin, there's nothing wrong with sleeping in the tomb. We discussed it, that it's not a violation of Hetzach Adar. Even though you're not committed to Hetzach Adar, sleeping in the tomb, for one reason or another, is not considered Hetzach Adar. We discussed the Rambam holds that Hetzach Adar is only Kalas Rosh, and here there's no Kalas Rosh, and Tessa says there's no din of Hetzach Adar when you're sleeping. When you're aware, then you have to have concentration. If you're sleeping, so there's no problem with Hetzach Adar. The Mikra didn't sleep in first day, it's not a Hashash, just a Hashash and the Afiyah Ben. So that's only Shina's Keva, Shina's Aroi, there's no Issa Mutsa to sleep on. That's Issa Yuma. It's a different Issa. It's not a lot of way to talk to. All right, I'm going to read the Rav Yisei. So since that's not Rava, on the last line, Rava makes a statement. That we fasten like Shmuel, even though this right to contradict, we fasten like everything Shmuel says. That even Issa Yuma is also permissible to read the Tzvilim Takas Me'asher, he says, and you don't insist on the Gimel Tzvot. If you have Gimel Tzvot in Zahavara Teret, if it would be a Malkam HaMishtama, you have another room in Zahavara Teret, in Hoshayra. But the Leish Breire, the Shmuel says that even if the Zvuta Rabbah says, even though there's a price against Shmuel, we pass on Shmuel Tzvot because it makes sense. So the question is, the Gemara has, I'm going to point out, the Gemara has a klal in the end of Golas Asura, that Eilin Eidin HaLokam, but if you write the, let's say you're learning our Gemara, so it doesn't necessarily mean that we pass on like this Gemara, because these Gemara are Fakir, because we don't pass on like that. Because you know, you're Yishalim Fakir, and you have to look in the question to see Lalok. And even if Rabbah says, Abakav Zetani Kavati, Abakav Zetani Tiyus, the Shmuel Hilchus HaKavati, so Rabbah says that Allah is like Shmuel. It could be that that's what he said, when he was learning in Shir, but he didn't necessarily mean like that. It could be if Halacha Lamaisa, somebody would ask for the din, he would say, no, the din is like the price, the din is not like Shmuel. So now the Gemara tells a story, that once, Rabbah sent the Talmud of his to pick up his tefillin before he went to Dana, and the Talmud knew that this is a strange Gemara, the Talmud knew that Rabbah's wife had gone to Nick for the night before. What was the Talmud doing? He was gosh, whatever. Somehow he knew that this is Rabbah. No, that's the Ramah. The Ramah writes such a terrible winning. In the days, right, in the days that when Israel took over the Tara, in Eretz Yisrael, and when Israel took over the Tara, so the woman had to advertise to the whole world that she's the mayor, because she's going to touch food and clothing and dishes, and she's going to sit on a chair. So everything is going to become done. She's going to shake hands with someone, she's going to speak to someone, the saliva will spit on it. Then he says, everyone is going to become Talmud. So the woman had to sleep in a different bedroom. She said, a day for Talmud. The Mishnah says, indeed, the woman would sleep in a different bed. So the bed she's going to sleep on would become Meir. That's why it's important to tell when the Yom HaVetz is. Otherwise, she's going to sleep on a regular bed and become a Meir. So her regular bed is going to become Talmud. So she'll have to take the bed to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is worse. So she's taking a bed to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not deep enough. The careful here. You have to be table the whole thing at one time. So the Mishnah tries to figure out how you're going to table it. It's a problem. Most of the women, the Rambam writes that most of the women of Bizman HaGemara used to have a Zashus Kavua. And they would be careful to sleep in the other bed, in another bedroom, everything was separate. Yeah, so Bizman, that used to be Nizran Tum of the Tara, everybody in the neighborhood knew when the woman was Tanei, when it was Torah. And it didn't have any, was no preacher's connotations to it. Because the Inyan of going to Mikra wasn't only an Inyan of Tanei, it had to do with Tum of the Tara. There wasn't any problem. The Shaila is that in later generations, when Rabbah lived in Bobel already, so it was nobody else's business whether she's Tmei or Tahir, and no one's eating shul, no one's walking into the Beis Hamikdash, no one's eating korbanos, no one's bringing korbanos, no one, everybody's coming anyway. So the whole Nafshanin is only the Baila. So the Shaila is, should we still continue the practice of wearing different divorces? So in the Shulchan Aruch they called Yeshayim, and the Machad Akot. Yeshayim is a group of Yeshayim, I see what the Tana is there. The woman should wear a special dictionary that the husband should not. She doesn't have to advertise to the whole world. She wears shmatava dresses when she's a tzmeya, and she wears fancy dresses when she's tera. She should tell her husband that when I'm tzmeya I wear these, when I'm tera I wear these. And in the Mechav course, some Rishonim say that you should still preserve that meaning of Zman HaZeh, but the husband should know. But the neighbors are not necessarily going to know when she's tzmeya, when she's tera. So strange, the Gemara tells us somehow Rabbah Talmud knew that Rabbah's wife had just gone to the mikveh the night before. I don't know, the only time you're not permitted to keep it directly under the pillow is only Ishta Ima. But I think the Gemara... So Takas Menashev, the Gemara reinterprets that it means there should be a big pillow there, and part of it should be under the head, and then it should be under the pillow, but not really under the head. That's whether Ishta Ima or not Ishta Ima. I don't think that makes a difference. Yeah, that's a So the Gemara that tells our mice over here is that one of the Talmidim, my brother, Robin, one morning sent the Talmud to his bedroom to pick up his pillow. And the Talmud went and he found the pillow under the pillow, in between the pillow and the mattress. And the Talmud knew that his wife had gone to mikveh the day before, so therefore what? His wife went to mikveh the day before what? Rashi says, this is only Malkam Shas for this idea. That the Leil Tfilosa, there's a Chiyu Goyna. That's what Rashi says over here. Yom Tzila Havri, he's got Rashi on the top of Chob Zalad and Menala, it's about 8 lines from the top. Yom Tzila Havri, he knew that Yom Shetob Le Ishtoi, that was the night before his wife had gone to the mikveh, the Havri Le'el Tashmish. And Rava, why did Rava send the Talmud to go to his bedroom? He could have gone himself to the bedroom. He wanted to teach the Talmud halach of a maitis. Not enough that Rava once said in Shia, that I hold like Shmuel, the din is like Shmuel. Sometimes Rosh Hashanah in the middle of the Shia says a filth, and he gets carried away and says, I hold Shmuel, it's all right. You should pass my Shmuel against the Christ, but if you didn't, halach of a maitis, then what's the din? If you know, Chalila, I can pass him against the Christ. And so Rava wanted the Talmud to know that he really meant it. Last time he got carried away. So he showed him halacha l'maaseh that he holds that that is the din. That's what Rav Hamnuna, great that Rav Yosef tells. Im lechot of one occasion, how we call him the kameh de Rav, I was standing in front of Rav, means he was Meshavish Rav, he was a Talmud. So Yom Ali, and he told me, he's still isolated, he's still, doesn't necessarily have to be before Shabbat, whatever. He said, yeah, if he doesn't have another place to leave his children, if he's not afraid to leave his children in the base mat, he's not going to disappear. So he's good thing. Okay. Yes. Bayat, there wouldn't be a headset. Because Bayat, we have homes that have more than one room. We leave it in the other room. You lock the front door. The neighbors are not going to come in. You lock the front door. Yeah, but Lefara the Pshat is over here, that the Vatican is used to be Vatsoda. The Vatican didn't have a shul in the middle of the city. Right, so Rava couldn't leave a shul in the Beit Medrash. So leave the Beit Medrash, going to disappear? He had to bring it home, and he didn't have two rooms to leave it in the other room. He had no prayer with. This was the only room. He had to leave it here somewhere. So rather than, I guess he had no night table. So he had no prayer with. He had to keep it on the still. This is the marker, this. All day, yeah? Some in the morning. This is the only marker that I'm calling that Leil Tzilas, when a woman goes to Mikveh, the Leil Tzilas is a Chi of Oina. The Avalei Leil Tashmish. How does Rashi know that that's the Chi? The Tosha Pshat is Avadavetit so, because the Gemara says that whenever the Isha is Mishtokekis Levaila, whenever the husband knows that his wife desires very much to have Tashma, so then it's a Chiyavaila. Then it's a Dina Sheret Sisla Nasa La Yigar as Mechisa. Obviously, if the woman hasn't gone to Mikvah for a while, for a week and a half or 2 weeks, so Avadavetit is going to be Mishtokekis Levaila, so then it's a Chiyavaila. That's the Tosha Pshat. But this is only Mokar and Shash, and it's also not 100% the Seirish, not in the Gemara, and not in the Rashi, not exactly. So this is the sense of the Tanakh. It's kind of the Nevi means that it's a Mutter, so it's understood. The Rabbis, the Talmud should understand what the Remez was.
Mutter.
Right. So this Talmud knew that his Rabbis wife had gone to Mikvah the night before, and he understood that the reason why Rabbis sent him to pick up the tefillin in the bedroom is to show him that even though his Ishtaima, he still had the tefillin under his pillow. As soon as his mind admitted that she should go to Mikvah. But doesn't necessarily mean that it's a Chiyuv Oina. Not necessarily. Yeah, some relays. It's a different reason, because you assume that it's Isha's Mishnokekes Levan. So he says, he came Vashkachtin when I found the Tzvillim. Robert told Talmud, still I said he told Vashkachtin when I found the Tzvillim, then Kavim Kesu, Shalai Kemege Roshay, so how did you die? And I understood, Yon Tzvillah Havo, why did Robert send me, why didn't he do it himself? And they asked, Muran Halokha Lamaisa Udiyova, to teach me, Halokha Lamaisa, and that's why he once said to Shia. One said Shia, he came, a lot of times people say they hurt from the road, the Rav said the Shia. Rav said a lot of things to Shia. There are certain people who wear all kinds of things, yes. they heard all kinds of things from the Rav. Rav is explaining what Shia says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the Rav said. He's explaining what it says in Shulchan Aruch. He didn't say that is its stock. There are a lot of things in the Shulchan Aruch that they don't, a lot of the things that we don't pass on. So here, Rav wanted to send the Talmud that he should know that he really meant that Allah Almighty. Allah will amai to the Avon. Now the Gemara has a new shavu. They're going to be sukkis now. They're interrelated topics. Now before that, soya on there, aglayim, there's a keys of different things. Blended in, covered up filling. How does covered up filling compare the shmiras of filling with the yisar b'zayin Hashem bringing in into the basic keys we have? Now the Gemara is going to talk about erevo. Then we're going to come back to the basic keys a little bit. So there is a deal in the Chumash that you're not permitted to recite the bracha or to daven
Also, when Tyler can negate Erebo, or if you yourself, your Erebo is Meguba. If I have Gilo Erebo, I'm not permitted to daven. Or even if I, my Erebo is Mechus, but someone else's Erebo is Meguba. What's considered Erebo? So the Gemara is going to say that there are two dinim of Erebo. There's one, the Abraha Leto itself, has the status of Erebo. And then whatever other parts of the body, I'm a Erebo, so the opposite sex has the status of Erebo. Let's say, a woman's Eber HaErva is covered up. And she's in a room with other women, and all the women have their Eber HaErva covered up. But the other parts of the body are exposed. But a woman, look at another woman, it's not her type, as long as her Eber is covered up, and all the other women in the room, their Eber is covered up, so there's no problem. But the woman is permitted to say Eber. But let's say there's a woman whose Eber HaErva is covered up, and the rest of her body is exposed, so she's wearing a great bathing suit. And then there's a man who wants his Eber off, and he's wearing a bathing suit, so his Eber HaErva is covered up. So you see this woman with the other parts of the body that are exposed, and those parts of the body are a tiger by man, so that's another dina erva. Not only is the erva erva per se, erva, the other parts of the body that are a tiger, she can say a bracha. Yeah, that's also a shayla. Not everybody agrees. In the Sefer Hasidim, he says that the kolam that the Gemara has here, that kol ha'ama vishu, the Gemara is going to quote sukkah for shiashirim later. The Gemara says later that whatever the sukkah and shiashirim are describing the parts of the body of the boy that are meritized by the girl and parts of the body of the girl that are meritized by the boy. So the Sefer Hasidim writes that kol ha'ama vishu shiashirim is there, but flies in both directions. That if the girl is listening to a male singer, and Shlomo Kalbach, let's say, and it's Moira Taiva by the girl. So just like if Shlomo Kalbach is listening to a girl singing, so that's a din of Erebo. So if the girl singing is listening to him, it's also a din of Erebo. Or the girl sees the boy, he's just wearing a swimming suit, and the rest of his body is all exposed. So the rock parts of the male body that Moira Taiva by the girl. It's Sukkim Shiashim describes it. So he says, I've seen them all, but it works in both directions. The Gemara only presented in one direction, the Gemara is talking from the viewpoint of the man. He wanted to talk to men. He wanted to visualize the be women studying the mind. But who are the Nami? If a woman sees those parts of the male body that are exposed, so those are also meritized. All the other parts can disagree with the same Hasidim. They find the Gemara in Nidah, that the Gemara says behavior, the second Tariq in Nidah, that Noshim Hap and Oitav Goshim Nidah. What do you mean Noshim Hap and Oitav Goshim Nidah? So there are different interpretations in that Gemara. But one of the more popular Pshatim in the Gemara is that it's much easier for a man to develop a sensation of taiva when he sees parts of the body of the woman than the reverse. If the woman sees parts of the male body, she hears men singing or whatever, so it's less nervous taiva. But women is less taigosh. So that's what we assume generally, Allah Almighty, that if the woman hears a man singing, or the woman sees parts, other parts of the male body exposed other than the Eva Harbor itself, that's not nervous taiva.
Yeah,
sure, usually they don't come with this. What's the function of the mechitza?
Yeah, they're the women of dress. I'm not talking about the women. They had the balconies.
No, the women want to see the chazan. They want to see the rabbi. They want to see the chazan. So that's why you have one. That's why you have a one-way... one-way glitch. Anyway, that's what the Gemara says. There are two dinim of Erebo over here. There are two halachas of Erebo. What do you mean a mokum Erebo?
This is a man who has a part of his body exposed to the woman.
No, the man is permitted to say bracha. Let's say a woman is in a swimming suit. She can say bracha. The men who are there are not permitted to say bracha. But the women can say, the women herself can say bracha, the other women can say bracha also. And this second halacha, whatever is ma'ira taiva, whatever is ma'ira taiva is considered, or is also considered erva by, of course, by the opposite sex, by the man, not by the woman, it's not ma'ira taiva. By the man, it's ma'ira taiva, so that's also considered a din erva. So that, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Maram al-Shakar, and we should already say that really depends on the minhag ha'makom, it all depends. If you live in such an Arab country where the women keep their faces completely in the gula, and then the girl walks around just with a tickle down to here, the chusr, they cover their face and they just keep one eye sticking out. And then this woman, this group, walks around and she just with a tickle down to here, and her whole face is exposed, and that's what you consider erva in that country. If you live in America where the women walk and their face is always exposed, and the face is not considered, whatever zakal agalah is not considered an erva. That's the shot to how far does it go?
That's the Shabbos. So what is the minigam mokum in the summertime is everybody walks around half naked. And you say that the minigam mokum is that everybody goes in the gula, so only the eber itself has a status of eber. And the other part of the body, if it's mokum shadak and agawa, that's not murder, it's aigua.
So that's what the Rishonim already say. What it means is that shok, certain parts of the female body shok, even if you live in a community with Zaka Lagaloi, so there's a sheer outcome below you, I said. It doesn't mean that it's absolutely Erba. It's not absolute. If a woman walks in, let's say the woman just has the Eva ever covered up and the shok is Meguba. You don't say the woman is not permitted to say broke, other women are not permitted to say broke. No. As long as the Eva ever is Mechusa, so the women may say broke. But a man may not say broke because we assume that it is the Oritaiva. The Klava, we say that it all depends on the minigam rakam. Not a din, it depends on minig. What it means is, if the minigam rakam is that it's dark on the galai, then it's under our title. So we say that there's a limitation on that, that if the women walk around very much exposed, then we say it's not true that it's not our title. It is our title.
In the village of they are showing, I think they're on the head.
Yeah, they turn around when a woman is not properly dressed. That's a different Indian, that's separate. That's not based on this Gemara. It's based on other Gemara. It's based on other Gemara. The Pasuk says in Eos, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says in Eos. He made a deal with his eyes. He doesn't want to look at it. He's not going to look at someone else's wife. Even a single girl is not going to look at him. Even though he's single, when he's holding by a shidduch, when he's interested in getting married, so then he'll look at the girl a little bit till he makes up his mind whether he's interested or not. When he makes his mind up, yeah, then eventually he's not going to look at the girl.
Why do you say when he was single, that he's dead, he's already been married and
had
children? So why
are
you
trying to... Okay. Whenever it's not in a gay.
Even on a single girl,
he's not going to look. It's not his basic, unless he's interested in marrying another wife. So then he'll look. Then he'll look till he makes up his mind. But that's a different consideration, not to look at women. The chalal is a different. That's the prophet for me of Amidus Chassidus. The thing is that when that person observes Amidus Chassidus, perception has to be that it's Amidus Chassidus. Not enough that he means to change his mind. If the people think that it looks ridiculous, then it's if you have a din, everyone's going to laugh at me, why keep kosher? Why keep the Shabbos? Why keep the Taras HaMishpach? If they laugh, they laugh. It says in the Sif Aleph in our time, Lo Yevish M'Tam Aligim Olam. I can't worry about the people who are going to laugh at me. And even though by my observing the Din HaTorah, they're going to laugh and they're going to be punished for laughing. So what can I do? I still have to observe the Din HaTorah. You don't tell me it's a lip reader, that I'm causing them to violate the idea of laughing at the Shabbos HaMishpach. I have to keep the Din HaTorah. But the Siddur Sushan writes, what if it's a Midas Chassidus? But I want to prove it. What is the Midas Chassidus? It's not an outright absolute thing that you must do the Midas Chassidus. And then it depends. If you're going to cause people to live, sometimes it'll be not. It depends. If it's a Midas Chassidus, only Chassidim and Shemaisa do, then you're going to live and it's going to be messy to you. Let's say it's a Midas Chassidus, then it's only known that everybody does like that. Let's say we're an Abercrombie. Well, most religious Jews wear an Abercrombie. But if I'm in a community where the people are going to see me wear an Abercrombie, so let's say I come from a Chassidus community, we all have faith. Then I move to another community, so it's nothing unusual that I'm going to have my tayus, I'm going to go with my big abacus on top of my coat. This is where I come from, everybody does like that. But I'm going to do it over there, the people are going to laugh. So it's not proper to observe my Midas Chassidus, even though it's no Mechzik to you, or they know I come from Williamsburg. But still, to observe it in this community where the people are going to laugh, so that's what the Mechzik says, that you're not allowed to do that.
But you're
a lay,
not
that.
Sometimes
you are a lay. Sometimes you're right. This is a big problem with the Gemara by the show. Okay, we'll have to discuss. So now the Gemara begins this topic. Boy, mean, hey, Rabbi Yehuda, 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 Rabbi Yehuda. What's it been? Two people are sleeping. They didn't have pajamas. A lot of times they didn't have pajamas in that Gemara, so they took off their clothes before they went to sleep. So they slept without any clothing on. Shnayim Shishen Lenitachas, two people sleeping in a bed, and no one has any clothes on, they just have a sheet covering them. Maush is they act upon of the Yikra Kriyashma, is they act upon of the Yikra Kriyashma. Are they permitted to recite Kriyashma if they're both under the same blanket? What's the din? They heard everything from his rabbi. Rav Yehuda doesn't have to say any original. Dr. Omar, right? Rav Yehuda answers, the Shali Yacham Shmuel, he heard from Shmuel. He says from Rabbi, he says from Shmuel. Rav Yehuda doesn't have to say too much on his own. That's the big Maila Chazanish writes so much about that. You see from the Gemara, that's always a big mile of Amaroim, when they can say over everything else, and they're never practicing. Whatever. People in every generation, people have a desire to say original. The best Torah is the Torah that we have from the Rabbein. Out of the Rabbein, practice, what do you have to go krich to say original? So he says, he heard from Shmuel, the din is like this. Afilo ishto ino, loy leboye. If you have two men in bed, they both don't have any clothes on. If two women in the bed, they both don't have any clothes on. Loy leboye, that's mutter, even if it's a man with his wife, and they're both under the same sheet. And one might think perhaps this is more of a yetzahara, so then it should not be permissible to doctor name. So he heard from Shmuel that even in such a case, it's mutter. What do you mean it's mutter? Just a minute, but he doesn't have any clothes on. He doesn't have any clothes on, so how can he say a brother? Oh, so Taisa says, the Taimar. Taisa Shnaim Shahar Yishenim. The Taimar. But what's the... He's not Mechusa. And the Taisa says he has the sheet covering his head and covering his whole body and he's under the sheet. Then his mom is uncovered. Then his body is uncovered. He's not allowed to. But if he has the sheet only up until his neck and he takes his head out, so the Erva is considered Mechusa. No, that's good enough. What if a person is wearing a loose pair of robe and the Erva is Mechusa? But it's Libra Raya to Erva. There's no Haftofi, he doesn't have a garter, there's no belt, there's no... He wears tight underwear or something. But if he does tight pajamas, if a certain person has nothing tight separating between his heart and his Erva, so that's a Machlekes later in the Gemara and on the base. It is a din of Libra Raya to Erva here on Chof Dalet on the base. You have narrow lines, your wide lines, your very wide lines. So by the very wide lines, that's how it begins. Do you shame in... Leadboy Tanakama holds one sheet, he holds another sheet, so say more, one is Tanakama holds, and one says, that's the Machlokes, is there a din of Libra Raya to Erva or not? And it's like that. A person's wearing a loose sefirot, which covers up the whole Erva, is covered up. But there's no haftoka between his legs and the Erva. Does that pose a problem? So it's a Machlokes.
What's the Libra? What's the Machlokes? Maybe
a
guy can see. What's the Libra?
The Shiloh, when the Torah says, you're not permitted to daven, I can say, well, and when you're in a state of Erva, is it only determined when the Erva per se is covered or not covered? Or does it, if a person is in a room, person is in a room, to say that the Erva is covered, you say, no, the room is not covered, the room is not a beggar. If he wears a beggar and the beggar goes over his head, the beggar is like a room. But if his head is out, and then the beggar is on the rest of the body, so I say the Erva is covered. But then there's still a new problem, that's the Machlokes, so what do you say? Even right there, maybe it does. Yeah. Yeah. Only if he puts his hands tight against his waist. So you're separating between the Libra and the Erva.
Right.
You have to have dirty water. If the water is clean, so the Erva is Mechusa. If the water is dirty, the Orthodox Mishra, if the water is dirty, then it's not so the Erva is Mechusa, but then it's still a problem Libra and the Erva. You have to go like this. So the Masri. So Taisha says, what is Shmuel? Rabbi is quoting in the name of Shmuel that it's permissible to say Kriya Shema. What's with the key for your Erva? The Taisha says, we're talking, his head is outside of the sheep, and the body is covered over, so the Erva is Mechusa. So Taisha says, the next guy should be in Taimar. And comes down with him now, the second time, says, Harei, Libra is Erva? What's with that? The woman, if the board is clean, it's not that problem. So she has to stand, either with a sheet, or she has to stand next to the edge to cover over. To cover over with the wall. Well, I mean, that'll be a problem. If the board is clean, when the women say bracha, there is a machlokes in the beginning of talking whether it's blood to say the bracha, I will not be awesome. So the gear, the tefillah is a gear. It's the one and only exception to the rule that he says the bracha after he was tefillah. And everybody else should say all the brachas before, even a woman that goes to the mikveh, to say the bracha ala tefillah before she's tefillah. And others shouldn't say no.
It's not mikveh yet. He's not mitzuba yet.
Who's the good?
Yeah, that's right.
The gear is not right. The gear is not mitzuba yet. You know, not all. He's saying, I didn't say it right. I said, he can't say the nusach kiddushan of the mitzvah of the Shimon. No, he's saying, no, it's not he can't say the nusach. He's not mechayif to do the mitzvah. He's not mechayif to do a mitzvah. He's not even a mitzvah so should. Sometimes I say the Kohen Duchen the second time in a day, that was different by 1 minute ago, so another minute Duchen, so we hold him. Machlokes, we hold you do say a bracha. How can you say a bracha? Kedishon of the Mitzvot, 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 but still, he's about to do a Mitzvot, so he knows in advance he's going to do. By the Goy, who converts, he's not mechayiv, there's no kiyum, there's nothing. Why is the guy, there's nothing? After he converts, we consider harei the kiyum, Mr. Tasei, a Jew, who started off as a non-Jew, and went through the Geirus process, we say that going through the Geirus, only with Atreya, going through the Geirus process, is considered in retrospect the kingdom of Israel. That's what the Rambam says. The Moyel says the Bracha. The Moyel. Right, right. He's not a Jew. He's not a Jew until he goes to the Mikvah. That's going to take a week or two later. So the Gemara says on the first daf in Teretz Ha'oril, in the end of Yibamah, in the middle of Yibamah, it's daf Ayin, in Teretz Ha'oril. So the Gemara says, what's the din? A Goy is not permitted to eat Korban Pesach. A goy forbidden to eat korban pesach for two reasons. First of all, called ben eichad 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 goy. The second is kolor eichad eichad goy. Even if the goy had a circumcision for hygienic purposes, he's still considered an oriel, because the Mishnah says in the Dorim that if I take a net and not to be men in min hamulim, a goy who's a gemal is considered an oriel. He's not considered an amulim. But the Gemara says what happens if the goy had an evil l'shem geirus, even though he never followed up, he never did the tefillah. And mobile thought, well, there's a Goy Gomer. Absolutely a Goy Gomer. You don't consider him a Chassi Yisrael Chassi Goy. He's considered a Goy Gomer because he does the Tzvilah. Nonetheless, the Gemara says he's not called an Aruch. Once the Goy had an evil, the Shem Geirus, the evil was done with the intention of the Shem Geirus, so then that takes off the status of Kol Aruch. Still not Mali Kol Pet, the Shem, called an Echol Yechobot. Still a Goy, but he's not called a Kol Aruch Yechobot. So that's why the Moyo does say Bracha, Al Hamiva, Lama Lekadir, you saw the Moyel was about to do the Bris Mila on the Goy. I said, the Goy wants to mal himself the Shem Geirus, that pimple in the Minchas Chinuch. Is the Goy allowed to mal himself to the Shem Geirus? Because the Moyel has to be a Jew. You don't allow a Goy to do a Bris Mila. And he's still a Goy, even if he's going to do the Mila, he's still going to be a Goy until he's going to do the Tzvila. No, no, to be mal himself. There's a dinsa, usually it's extremely difficult. Once in a while, you have a person who wants to be mal himself.
Well, he's going to be okay once he's able to do this and then he's just, let's say, we quit by him, right? Then we might go to the little hot dog now, like we did it before.
Yeah, but he's still a guy. He's still a guy until he goes to the next one. He's going to go to the next until a week or two later. So that's a tilpul in Akhrenim, whether you allow the guy to be mal himself, the shame. Alam Abino was mal himself, yeah. But he didn't, Shaila, maybe he didn't have to have tefillah. The Hassan Tzayfah says he wasn't a goy. Hassan Tzayfah says the minute that the Vodafone was Mustave in Malam Mila, so then he already had the status of a Yisrael even before he did the Mila. That's the first Shuvah in the Hassan Tzayfah, Chelik Yerodeh, Shuvah Alam. If he says later, and then the Shuvah Chelik Yerodeh. That's the Shaila. So Allah, by Yaf, Allah, 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 and we are malhim l'shem geirus, avadah them all says a bracha, because something is chal right away. That's not a bracha on the mitzvah, because the geirus is not completed yet. That's a bracha on the removing of the arva, because that is accomplished, even if later on he never follows up, and he never does the tzilah, still, of like that he's not a norm. In fact, our Soleil said, when we were learning these in Yadin, he was mistopic, what's the din? Maybe if you take a goy, he didn't recommend it, if you take a goy, and you malhim bal kocha in l'shem geirus, he thought that maybe he would no longer be called an Oral. Maybe all he, even if he's squealing bloody murder, he doesn't want it, maybe he's no longer called an Oral, and maybe all you need later is, if he wants to be told of the Shem Geirus, he can become himself. Maybe there's no need for God's Geirus at the moment of Nilo. Maybe all you need is that a Yisrael should do the Nilo of the Shem Geirus, that's all he's Oral. Decide whether they, you need two acts of Geirus, Nilo and Nilo. So you need God's Geirus, both Bishas Mila and Bishas Tzila. No, there's only one act of Geirus. The Tzila of the Shem Geirus. The Mila is not a nice Geirus. The Mila is just, you can't become a Geirus. You're in all. So as long as anybody, as long as the Yisrael does the Mila, the Shem Geirus, even Balkach of the Goy, he's from Malach Lamarg, whether he wants, the Geirus is not Kalder. So that's the Shabbat. The Gemara said that there is an exception to the rule, that you say that Bracha Lachar Asiyosam, by Tzila Tzagir, the Tzama Shem says it's only Tzila Tzagir. The Ramam and the Rach like that, and the Rif. Only by tefillah tzagir. Every other tefillah in the mikveh, you say the bracha ever about tefillah. And other shayim say no. Usually when a person goes to the mikveh, so they take off their clothes and take off their shoes and their socks, so they're not allowed to say a bracha. They're not allowed to say a bracha, their hands are dirty. But therefore, Hatnanangi says that the bracha should always be recited, lachar atziyot. In fact, that's our lineage by tefillah tzadani. That we say a bracha always lachar tefillah tzadani. Instead of saying the bracha right before you pour the water on your hands, so the minigod of it is that you say the bracha lachar atziyot because of the same consideration. Before a person washes and fills his eyes, so usually he does other things all day long. He's busy until he gets to eat lunch or supper. So he's handling other things in such a way that he's not permitted to say a bracha. So we wait till after we finish the services on the Shabbat. So we have this practice. I mean, that's a justification. That's not so bad. That practice is not so bad. Because the Gemara says that if a person washes his Shabbat, the Gemara says in the first paragraph in place, therefore the nigul vayadayim, the drying off of the hands, is still a little bit in a certain sense, it's a gemar of the mitzvah of the Tosfot. But the Ikir mitzvah is really going to deal with the dying itself. So really, the bracha should have been recited. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that the person wants to say the bracha, before he washes the Tosfot, is also, you can't have any complaints against him. He's following what the din is. But the minhag olam usually is. Most normal people say the bracha, after they've already finished washing the Tosfot. That's on the assumption that we recite the bracha on Tefillin and Mikvah, Acharas Yotam, and we've even extended it to the Tefillin Kedarim. And not only Tefillin and Mikvah, do we postpone the bracha till later. That running comes from the Shalom. That is, it's a machlokes, is whether the woman should say the bracha before she's tefillin and the Mikvah, or after. So they say, in order to be able to both sheikah, she should recite twice, and she should recite the bracha in Mikvah. That's the teller. How does it help? If she already recited the first time, then it's finished. So the second time that she's tabled is nothing. If the din would be that Tvila Tikha Kabana, so you say she's tabled the first time all of tonight. She has a mind that I'm here tonight. Yes. That she does want the first Tvila to be not to her, to be Matar her Levaila. If the din requires that you have to say the drop, I will not be awesome. So she really wants the second Tvila to be Matar, not the first Tvila. But the din is a Tvila and a Tikha Kabana. You don't need Kabana for the Tvila to work. Even if a woman fell into the river, a woman fell into the mikveh, or let's say Mark as a shaita. The other women, other women put her into the mikveh, so they have the kabbalah. But let's say a woman fell into the mikveh, fell into the
nafla l'nahar. You could say, I mean, even though sometimes this is only karbana, she makes up her mind if she does not want to be answered, then
she does. That's a shaita. The Gemara has a machlekes in the chulam, whether it's tzvila tzicha kabbalah or not, when you say it in the mikveh. The same machlekes applies when you shech the behemoth. But we need kavona on that, because both, we're dealing with a matir. We want to know whether the matir of shchita, we're not talking about the Ramek or the Ramban. We're not interested with a kiyam ha-mitzvah, but we have a kiyam ha-mitzvah, but we kavona. Mitzvah of kavona, shchita of kavona. That's a shayla by shayla, by lula, by other things, with a mitzvah of kavona. So the Ramban says over there, here we want to know a different word, whether the matir of shchita can take effect without kavona, whether the matir of shchita, the matir of shchita can take effect without kavona. So how do we ask him? They pass by both that you don't need like a tafara. They pass by both that you don't need kavanah. What's that about shchita? A person shechs the beina and he says, "I have the same in mind that it should not be matir." What's that about then? So the marshal and the amshuslan says that it's no good. And others disagree. What do you mean? Absolutely, you don't need body. I did say you say by shchita, you have kavanah. What do you mean you have kavanah that it should be matir? Yeah, that's we talk to good. But what if he has explicit kavana not to be matir? So those who hold that it's not good by shchita will hold it's not good by tefila either. But it's shvera mashal. The pastor says that even with kavana not to be matir, the shchita should not be matir, the tefila should not be matir. It is good.
But somebody else who knows, you have to have to do.
To satisfy the both opinions, whether the bracha has to be decided over the yosem or dafka lachar the yosem, they tell us why they brought in the so Tesis asks on this member of Shmuel, what does Shmuel say over here? He says the person's body is covered to the erva's mechusa, it's not megula, and his head is sticking out of the sheet. His head is under the sheet, so you don't say the erva's mechusa. If his head is out of the sheet, then it's considered a beggar. The fact that he's been talking about the asking another question, what happens to liberate the erva? The machlokes on another day? What's it doing? What's the answer for the liberate the erva? The Tesis gives two answers. Either the Yeshlam is himself liberates Erev, and he holds like the other Tana on the base. He doesn't hold in the din of liberates Erev. There's no need to hold the hands tight. Or, in any case, it's a thing, the connected liberal. Or you have to say, Hakam Rasina. That'll take care of that problem also. So if he solves all the problems with the Erev, is Mechus, and liberates Erev, is Mechus, everything will take care. So what's the problem of good? So what's the Hiddush of Shmuel? No, so Shmuel's telling you that there's another person there. Two people under the sheet. So fine, my Erev is Mechus, it's covered up, but what's with the other person is there? He's either my wife, or
not someone else's wife, she was my wife.
Might have been another
one.
Another
thing, whatever. So he says, Afilo, Ishla, Imai, no problem. What do you mean, no problem? It means that the other person's erva is not touching my body. If the other person's erva is touching my body, then I'm not permitted to say brocha to Dada. But if he's not touching my body, I, there's a hashash that it may, we may bump into each other. So Shmuel says, you don't have to worry about that. He says, even if you're with your wife, Afilo, Ishla, Imai, you don't have to worry about it. Not because on the
who's she
after?
Who's she
after?
What?
That's not a problem. You think when he's over? Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's what he said. They should have Yachid Banav. They're Yachid Banav Yisroel, so there shouldn't be any hashash that they'll be facing each other. So there won't be any here. We're in, and there's no hashash that the other will touch. No, that's not a problem. Libra means only on my body. If I can see with my eye the other person's there, but then it's the thing. But the other person's there is covered up. So that's not a problem. Just like the sheep covers up my ear, it covers up the other person's there also. So my eye can't see the other person. No, that's not a problem.
If my lead right is my ear, then it's a mutilation, so that's a problem.
But the whole thing about it is that they are supernal. He
right.
Still turns away.
He comes away.
Oh,
yeah,
the bag is
a loaded
leg. It's too cold. But the loaded leg still has to be tight against the body.
Right.
And then the bag, it is kind of sheet is covering up the whole air, but that the air was in the chutzis. But still there's a problem of liberalized air, but there's no hafkok in between the...
By
Russia, that has to be tight? By Russia?
It's because of power.
No, that's... What do you mean it has to be tight? The air should have to be in the chutzis. Yeah. If you have a sheet, if I'm under the sheet with my head, then it's not considered the air was
mechutzes.
My viewpoint, I have to put my head out of the sheet. No. And if it is tight, it's not going to help to solve the problem with Libra Eter. It has to be hafsok between the legs and the air. The Libra Eter is literally, it doesn't mean hafsok between the arms. Or the head, the mind, or something. It means literally between the heart and the air. He's going to put our stock over here, not down. I see our stock is below the, by the waist, below the heart. So as the Rabbi Yudah quotes in the name of Shmuel, he heard from his Rebbe, Matilo Ishta Imai, no problem, there must be upon the curve, there must be upon the curve. Lastly, for Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, Akash, how can Shmuel make such a statement? Matilo Ishta Imai, even though he's got sleep of the Ishta, the maybe, here we're in still Mutter. You think maybe this was my kid. He's still the body, but I care. If it's another person, there's no problem. Even if it's his wife, it's also no problem. Maybe he should say Sakir, other rabbi maybe come Sakir. He's the Kibufoy, so perhaps there'll be less here who are in, because he's Ruggleball. And Akalaf Kibufoy, so maybe even that each one will face a different direction. Maybe if it's someone other than Ishtar, maybe there should be a problem. So that's his Taina. That's what gets his Taina again. Shmua. And then Rav Yeshu is going to, tomorrow, the later on the right, Rav Yeshu didn't know these brightness. Tomorrow is going to close a steer between two brightness, and the only way to enter the steer of Lachaira is the way Rav Yeshu suggested. So that's going to be Lachaira Akasha against Shmuel. It's going to be a Tiyufta against Shmuel. We made a Tiyufta against Shmuel before. We said it doesn't bother us. Oh, sorry, we're talking about it. Gemara is going to ask over here also. Gemara is going to ask, just like we passed like Shmuel, even though we made a Tiyufta before. Maybe we should pass like this Shmuel also, even though we're going to make a Tiyufta.
Not literally.
It's just a Melissa. You think it's what Melissa means. That's the last thing. Not to be taken literally.
It doesn't say that since the person is now in Shula, that he's not
going
to have the room
for all of
his. He's
going to
clear his mind
from all the Shula. Room. Say, what can I do? Right by Baal Madre, he'll clear his mind. But we're not permitted to be lying, and that's what happened. Otherwise, what's wrong is he can have, he can be in the middle of the... He's swimming pool, middle of the beach, and time to say Krishna, he's going to have his cup on us, and nothing will bother him. So the incident, we're talking about human beings. So we're not permitted to say, Brahma Satsima Kanegra Herba. That's exactly the din in the title. The Yibu Kerma is gone. Something more, so the later I'm arriving, I'm making a fear. May say that when I enter Kashi, we have two prices. Both talk about the same shayla, two people sleeping under the sheet, and they both don't have any clothes on. Shnayim Shishenim on the first white line. And comes out on the bow. Shnayim, two people Shishenim, and Lita Akash.
and they both, and it's in the morning, and they both want to say Krishna, no problem. Then Matsu Pana Vikarvi, then Matsu Pana Vikarvi. It says, no problem. The Tanya Akhlita, we have another drive that seems to say, Pachet, Ayasha Vimita Gwanam Vendesa Vitsido, a few people sleeping under the same sheet, and apparently no one has any clothes on. Arega Vayikra Kriyashma, even if Matsu Pana, even if they're looking in two different directions, you do have a problem, unless Elin came, I said, Talus Masek is in it. If you have a Talus Masek, then you have no problem. If you don't have a Talus Masek, then you chayshe said they'll be here first. This is not strictly speaking, this does not mean that the din of erva. Erva is my erva is mabul, that someone else is mabul, and someone else's erva is mabul in front of me, someone else's erva is touching my body, me be yoyas erva, this is strictly speaking. This is not the formal hilchas erva, it's a different thing. A different problem if you have two people that both undressed under the same sheet, under the same cover. I don't know, a question of cover. The whole idea of erva is that it's going to be mahara taiva. Maybe if you have two people that both undressed, maybe that itself will, even if them act upon them in two different directions, they're not going to be facing each other, maybe it'll still be a problem of hirhuri. It'll be like an extension of the dinam of erva. So one brisa says, no problem, just face two different directions. The other brisa, tanya brisa, it says you have to have a sheet that's mafti b'nei. Unless the ktanim, why one of the maids, they're very, very young, Musa, we're not going to discuss later how young is young. We'll get to that. So the Gemara says, what do you do with the stiris of brisa? What do you do? Machlekes HaTanai, what do you do? The first thing you know, no, it can't be. How can it be a machlekes? That must be a terror. So it'd be more. They claim that you're like Rav Yehuda, it's not that Rav Yehuda wasn't aware of all these rites. Otherwise, it would have said, must be Rav Yehuda. May speak, the later Amorai Maret. So they said, the only way to answer this theory is, I'll be Rav Yehuda. We claim that Rav Yehuda is like Kasha, because I remember, I'll be Yishtoi, I'll be Yachet. The Yishtoi only, and you're not afraid of him, because he's Rav Bogaz, but Yishtoi Kigufoi. And they were not afraid. But if it's anybody other than Yishtoi, so then you have to have Dafke Talus Mafsek, isn't it? The dish lane, if you don't like Rav Yehuda, that he made a chiluk between Ishtar Acher, that's the terrace between the apparent Spirit of Bryce. Elim, Shmuel, Kash, but if you don't like Shmuel, what are you going to do with the Spirit of Bryce? So, Abdin Mar, Amal, Shmuel, if you were to present this, they didn't present it to Shmuel. He gave it to Shmuel God. But if they would have presented it to Shmuel, he would have said the following argument. And what is Rav Yehuda going to, what Shmuel would say? And what is Rav Yehuda going to say, Pshat in the Bryce? That the brisa that says that there is a problem is talking to somebody other than Ishtar. That's the second line. The Tanya Achrita, the second brisa that says that there is a problem, you have to have Talus Masekes, that's talking about a case when it's somebody other than Ishtar. But it says B'nai Beiso. It says B'nai Beiso. So how are you going to translate B'nai Beiso? So you're going to be Matzik. B'nai Beiso does not mean his wife. B'nai Beiso means other members of the household. So the Gemara says, but that's not what it means. Amalach Shmuel, Rav Yehuda Minicha. And according to Rav Yehuda, the bride, the second bride of Yitzchak, well, I have a Hatanya. Why are you asking me to have a day for the Mitzvah? State of B'nai Beiso. I'm going to have to tell us my second name. State of B'nai Beiso. Elamayis Lachlan Neymar. It's a Machlech. It's a Hatanya. Whether, if the wife is there, whether you're Chayish Merahura, or not, whether you insist on the Hatsok as Hatan. Elamayis Lachlan Neymar. So the Rav Yehuda is Hatanya. He loses the Nami Panay. I also Machlech is Hatanya. This is the Hatanya. Machlech is Hatanya. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara.
What is the bottom line?
Other cousins, others, yeah. Others. You see, this Gemara is a problem. If you look in the Rashi, when Rashi comments on the Braisa, Bishleim l'Rav Yehuda. If you look in the Rashi, he writes, Diba Masul Bishleim l'Rav Yehuda, Dama Ishta Hi Dishari Omi, but Ishta is less hero. But if it's anybody other than Ishtar, then you do have a problem. You have to have a Talus Masekes. And if each one will face a different direction, does not solve the problem. But then Rashi says, Mataris Luna Masnita, Rav Yosef would have parented the steer, if he would have presented the steer, then he would have parented the steer by saying, Oh, the Ishtar, I'll be Acha. I would have said, Bnei Beiso. He says, no, that's not a Kasha. I'm sorry, Bnei Beiso. It is, it doesn't mean Ishtar. So Rashi then tells you, it doesn't mean Ishtar. The word Bnei Beiso does not necessarily mean Ishtar. What if the Gemara gets so excited later? Ari, what's on your Hayyash and Bnei Beiso? Bnei Beiso means Ishtar. Bnei Beiso doesn't mean Ishtar. What's the Kasha?
What's the thing here? The hero, by Ishtar, say by Ishtar you don't have hero, because he's broken. Yeah. What hero does he have for another man? I mean, what are you talking about?
The other person is not dressed.
So you had the whole thing?
Yeah, look, if I'm dressed and the other man is undressed in front of me, so I'm not permitted to say a broken. That's a pasuk in the Chumash.
It's not talking about the Ishtar Shidan Zeret. It's talking about the hero of the Ishtar. Ishtar is it. He's got the Tashmi and things like that. But he has no hero. A lot of Ishtar wouldn't have hero. So by another person.
That's the Machlekes. And more than Rav Yechid, which way does the Svar go? You have two people under the sheet. They're both undressed.
Yeah,
and each one is knocked upon it through a different direction. So which way is it? Which way is there a Machlekes in the house? Yes, to hold up by Ishtar, there's less of a problem. This is what Taisus is Ma'ir, this problem. If Rashi first says, when the Gemara is explaining how Rav Yosef would have answered the Sphere that right, that is not a Sphere, it's not a Machlekes. One writer is talking about Ishtar, one writer is not talking about Ishtar. The Rashi says, obviously the word B'nai Beis does not mean Ishtar. So once you say that, the word B'nai Beis does not necessarily... In Yiddish, the word B'nai Beis is not in the B'nai Bar. In Yiddish it means Ishtar, but in the Gemara Losh, it says that it means Ishtar. But Rashi says that it does not necessarily mean Ishtar. So what was the Kasha that the Gemara asked? What did Gemara ask? The Kohen 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 Why is it glad? Why is it glad means anyone other than Ishtar?
But the
heart is not supported at all. Surely, great, Ishtar and others. Whenever you mark the funnel to a different direction, no problem. And Rav Yosef says it's not an equation, that only by Ishtar there's no problem, other people there is a problem. Rav Yosef explains this theory very well. One goes on Ishtar, one goes on non-Ishtar. So how does Shmuel pick on Rav Yosef? If that's what Taisus says, there must be a different Gersa here. Instead of saying, well, Hatanya, how Yosef meets us, can we pick the same old price there? Well, Hatanya sounds like he's quoting a new price. Otherwise, it should have said, well, Hakatani. If you're quoting back the same old writer that you quoted before, instead of saying Bahatanya, Bahatanya is introducing the writer, you say Bahatanya. But that's what Prabhupada says is to say, the other Harabra, then he answered the Gatin, how you need to be easy, he's saying, because he quotes a different Gatin, a different Gatin, a different writer. That the Gemara quotes a third writer, not one of the two writers that we quoted before for the Shira. He quotes from Gatin a third writer where it says explicitly, he said, the Shira is Shira. No, you have to follow me, because it's a favorite against Rabbi Yosef. So he says, that's Tanayi, you have to take
him up like another man.
So Rashi will say, I also hold
Tanayi. Instead of turning on the side, what happens if he closes the eyes, or it's Echachiva, Shmanchi, that means the Echachiva. Maybe just closing the eyes would affect the same thing?
Yes, that will have to get to the mark. Closing the eyes is a shadow later. If a person is, if I'm facing someone who's undressed, and I close my eyes, so the Gemara says that that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. That's not Chafei and Zayn. We'll have to get to the details. It says not to fish. So then she once told the Maizah, I told the Maizah, that once he was Masonic Kedushin, he said that the Kala's mother, I forgot about it, he said, had a very low satra, he said he couldn't say a prophet. So he told him he needs a siddha. So he said, I was all right, you don't know how to say the prophet. He says, I can't say the prophet. So he got a siddha and he held it up very high. Because the thing is that if you're just going to close your eyes, that's not enough. But if you have a double mask, you can be clean. But then there's no din of, there's no problem there. So that's the solution. Not the Lady Gemara, that's later in the fair. Because every day it gets talking interesting anymore. What are the din of Asima saying? I think we would say it's no good.
No good.
I think so. The same as closing your eyes. Now the Gemara has, we're going to get back to how do we pass in a minute. Machlekes Shmuel and Rav Yosef, how do we pass in a minute? In a few minutes. Amar says, right, they're not the point of the Torah for Yishma, Frek the Gemara, if they're back to back, so the back side is touching the other person's back side. So let's say there's someone standing behind me, and his Abraham, he's not dressed. He's not going to say Abraham, I want to say Abraham, I'm not facing him. My Erva is covered, and I don't face him, so there's no problem. But if his Erva is touching my body, his Erva is touching the outside of my clothing, it's right, no problem. But if his Erva is touching my body, so then it's a problem. I'm not permitted to say Bracha if someone else is Erva touching my body. So what if the other person is back to back to me? His Erva is not touching my body, but his the back of his body, the naked back of his, where he sits, Agove, is touching my body. So what do you consider Eva Erva? How much do you consider? You only consider that part of the Zohar and the Kevo. Actually, maybe I should consider the whole back part also. The Agobah, the rear end, the whole Agobah should be considered there. That's our Shalom. So the Gemara says, the Harai and the Bryce and the Shalom and the Rahuna.
That's what Shmuel said before.
Right, that's the right. The Bryce said the same as Shmuel, that the two people under the sheep, they should face this direction. And even though their bodies are touching, but his rear end is touching my rear end, that's not a problem. it's not considered.
Speaking of the touching, maybe they're not touching.
Yeah, that's it. The Gemara assumes that even if they're touching, they're not the fun of the current creation. I believe God, 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 but he's the back of his body is touching my body. That's the support of Rabbuna. The Omer Rabbuna, our God, is anybody shown there, but the only part that's not a share of all is the Eva Harebo itself. If it's not the Eva itself, so that's not a problem. That's not a problem. So that's a variety from a Brisa. Maybe I can get it better. Maybe I can arrive on a Mishnah. Like, maybe a Messiah lay in the Rabbuna. Maybe I can bring a right to Rabbuna from a Mishnah and Halle. The Mishnah says in Halle that when you mock a Shalom, you have to say a broken. You got to say a broken, so you have to be dressed. If a person is an Olam, he's not permitted to say a broken. So what if a Isha Yosheb is because of a Halat Aruma? What if a woman wants to be mock a Shalom and say a broken, she's not dressed? The Mishnah says that it's okay. Because she's going to lachat his panel of the karka. The Mishnah says, if a man is sitting down and he doesn't have any clothes on, he wants to be mafish chala, he can say harei the chala, but he can't say the bracha. So it's not permissible to be mafish chala without saying the bracha. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Trumas, hamisha lo yishom, there are five people who should not be mafish Trumas, and b'dievet is good. So one of the five people not mafish Trumas, even b'dievet is no good. Eresh has to be cotton, and tarm shenish aloi, even b'dievet is no good. And five people are not allowed to be mafish Trumas, chala b'dievet is good. So one of them is an arum. If the person is not dressed, he's not permitted to say the bracha. You're not permitted to be mafish chala chumah without saying bracha. But the evidence of mafish that a bracha, the bracha is not miyakir. So it says over here, a man is not permitted to be sitting down in mafish chala, he's not allowed to say a bracha. If somebody's learning mafish chala without a bracha, he's not allowed to do that. But the evidence he did is the chala of the chala, but he's not allowed. A woman, if she wants, she's sitting down, so the eva, her eva is covered up. There is no problem. Find the Eva Ho'erba is covered up with the legs, with the body, but what about the Agobas are not covered up? The Ishi should say that not only is the Eva Ho'erba the actual Dachlis and the Nachlis, but that whole part of the body, including the Agobas, so the whole Agobas is Megula by the Ishi also. There isn't, how can you say a bracha? It's stuff later in the time that I'm going to bed, I've got a Mishnah. Yeah. So you have to catch a ride from a Braitha, and to the parish a ride from a Mishnah. So don't you see like Rabbuna, so what do you need Rabbuna for? If it's a Brisa, so not everybody knows Brisa, but it's a Mishnah. The Chabaterish Mishnah. So what do you need Rabbuna to discover America? The Chabaterish Mishnah does not be a life in the Mishnah. Say to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, one can be much for the life in the Mishnah, keep going. So I find out, because the character, maybe the situation is like, it's not the woman is sitting in sin, and the whole bottom part of her body is submerged under the sin. So the Agavus are all Mahusa. Maybe Hachamas Kina. Maybe she's Yosheb, it's not on a Chia. She's Yosheb, it's on the sand, on the floor. And the sand is covering over the bottom part of the body, so the Agobas is Mechusa, and the Abraham Nachlus is Mechusa, everything is Mechusa. So from the Mishnah itself, there's no rise. Just from the Brisa, from the Memra, that seems to support the Din of Rabbuna. The Brisa says that the only rise from the Brisa, and the Brisa also not so smoothly. Maybe they're not touching.
Yeah.
But it is not so smooth. So Shana is talking about what they do, whether Agobas is Yeshua, Mishnah, or not. They say, I want to say a bracha, and there's a man in front of me, there's a woman in front of me who's half undressed, so the parts of her body that are normally with some other type of, so that's not, of course I'm not allowed to say wrong. But if there's a man in front of me, so the man in front of me, if he's facing me, say he's there with Nabula, but if he's not facing me, but he's undressed, but the Agobas are facing me, that's a shallow. Agobas are Arab, Agobas are not Arab. You don't say Ma'ur Taiva, a man for a man is not Ma'ur Taiva, a woman for a man is Ma'ur Taiva. So if the Eva HaZachlis is facing me, then I'm not allowed to say wrong. If the Agobas are facing me, what's the thing? That's the Shalat. Do you treat our government as a Hefta of Erva? Is it considered part of the Eva HaErva? Part of the Eva HaLeva or not? Yes, the Rabbuna claims it's not. And there's no real right in the Mishnah. There's no real right in the Brisa either. There's no Hefta from the Mishnah. There's no Hefta from the Brisa. That's the Shalat. We
thought. The Moses is about the people in the Menet world. Of course, our Kongsimus, he said there, Kedesh Dema, Maskel Aliyah, Kedesh Dema, when the Boya Acher.
Yeah, that's the Shalat. Both have to both under the same sheet. They're both undressed under the same thing. But let's say I'm dressed and someone else standing in front of me is undressed, so then we don't assume that it's Maritai. If he's facing me, it's a problem of Erva. The Erva not, it's near, but Erva's not. If he's a face away from me, with his face away from me, then it's a Shiloh of Agavis. Whether Agavis is considered a Chetza of the Eva or Erva, how much is considered part of the Eva or Erva? Then it's a Shiloh of Agavis. You're right. There's no problem. Then they can show it up whether there is a problem or not. I think it's in the place of the staff in the time. But there's a problem of liberating everybody in it. It's hard to say that there's not, but just like the Erva is Mechusa, if the Erva is Mechusa, so there's no problem of liberating everybody in it. In the end, it's Mechusa Mikvot, like Tzila, there's a place of the Shach and the Tzad, but there's a problem of liberating everybody in it. Oh, Mama, the Lord's calling back, it says in the Brisa, Hoyu, Bonu, Hupnei, Beis, Uksanim, Mutter, if the children are very young, even though they're all undressed and they're all under the same blanket, under the same sheet, it's not a problem. So the child is how old, how young do they have to be, how young do the children have to be that it doesn't count? It means a one-year-old baby, a two-year-old baby, how old can a baby be that it doesn't cause a problem? So this is a machloekes. However, our priest is connected by Shalosh Shonim Yen Echot and didn't get into Shonim Yen Echot. Why? The Rashi says, Shuz man shein boi machloekes. That's a Mishnah in Nida. The Mishnah says in Nida, and Peresh Vatim, and it gives you the shiurim when they become bar mitzvah, the difference between a boy and a girl, and the difference between a gay is a biyot a biyot. So Ktar Akut is about Shalosh Shonim Yen Echot, and then biyot a biyot. If there is a Shalosh Shonim Yen Echot, it's biyot a biyot. And a cotton younger than 9 years old is in the osophia, and after the age of 9 is the osophia. So what's the relationship over here? In whenever it's in the osophia. And the other day we asked Kakashi, when the Moyle says the bracha, whenever you say a bracha on a mitzvah, you have to say Oyva Masiyotin, immediately before you're about to do the mitzvah. You're not supposed to say the bracha before you take out the tzun from the tzun zegma. You have to take out the tzun and have it on that, you have to have it on your arm. The Moyle doesn't know how to tzun, and if I'm the bracha land, when he's about to do the eagle. And I'm over immediately prior to the moon. And the Moyle, when he's in the bracha, he was holding on to the baby's Eber Ha'arva, and he had the knife in his hand, he's about to do the meal. So the other day, the Mechaber asked, when he's holding on to the Erba? So the Erba, Gilo, the Erba, happened to say bracha. So the Rishonim gives two explanations. On the side of the other day, they give two explanations. One is that the baby is not the Tesha Shonim Yamecha. It's in the same day as the Bia. So it's not called an Eber Ha'arva. It's not called an Eber Ha'arva. We want to discuss it. Gemara has later, on Chalchema's base, Gemara has a Chiddush, Akum Arum. Amar Rav Yehuda, right in the middle of Chalchema Beis. Akum Arum, also literally, Kriya Shema Kenegdoi. If there's a guy who's undressed, you're not permitted to say a bracha. So the Gemara says, Avada, what Pshita? What's the Chiddush Agmar name? Oh, Akum is the Chiddush. But Hagoi, that's the Chiddush. Mal the Tema Halas Tzibuhu, the Pasuk in Yecheskel describes the Nochim, Asher Tzatz Kamar in the Storam, the Zir Matusim Zir Matusim, I might have thought, Eimika Hamar B'yamuhu, what if there's a naked behemoth in front of me? And now what if they have bracha? All the behemoths are undressed. No? So that's not called erva. So I would have thought that a nachri is the same as a behemoth. Kamashulah, dinon ambiki, you have to describe every something like, well, by no, if it's just money, but shikr. So the word erva is mentioned, so you see that erva's nachri is considered an erva. So what's the halamin over here? Why would I have thought that it's dino kibayim, or what's the tusto? So the Rabbi Nisam, in the beginning of Ksutas, and that Gimel and Beis, has the famous explanation. He doesn't comment on Yisrael, comments on other Gemaras. He comments on so many Gemaras that he leads you to believe, he leads you to understand of Shatim Yisrael. Rabbi Nisam has a chiddush that when enough he does an eye to be it, ain't the other be it. It's like Bias Behemar is not called Bia. If a woman is nivelah of a parcel of solos, she's not permitted to marry a kohen. If a woman is nivelah by an Eshishish's mentor, a woman is nivelah by a cholo, by a mamzer, by a nothing, so she's not permitted to marry a kohen. What if the woman is nivelah by a behemoth? So the Gemara says, it's not called a nice idea. The woman is not called a zayin of a kohen. She's permitted to marry a kohen. So what if the woman... what if she's nivelah lachim? So that's a pasuk that she's a sura. So does that mean that Bia Sakum is a Bia Sakum? And says, no, that's a separate sin. It doesn't mean anything. Bia Sakum is lachim abin. He has rice in the Gemara like that. Sakham amstoram. It appears in other Gemaras, and he says that the pshat is that the mice of Bia Benachli is not called a mice of Bia. So that's how he would learn this Gemara, like Jesus Shem say. Based on our Gemara, if a child is younger, the boy is younger than 9, and a girl is younger than 3, and ain't the ought to be, it's not called an erva. I would have thought that enough, even if he's older the age, or past the age of 9, if he ain't the ought to be, it should be like a daemon. An angel's a daemon. But since it's an erva that you can't do a mighty deal with, so it's not called erva. But the mashma on the fetus says, by akum is different, of course, it's akum is different. Even if ain't the ought to be, it's still considered a chepta there. So that's the one opinion in the other day, that the reason why the model is submitted is required to have everything ready, because since the Tinnikus HaYom is coming up, so what if he's doing a bris mila on an adult? What if he's doing a bris mila on a person who is older than 9 years old? So then according to that view, he has to cover over the erva at the time he says the bracha. Then there's another opinion from the Rishonim, two opinions in the erva. The other opinion is no. There's a reason why he's permitted to say the bracha, even though the erva is mezula, because it's not to the kach. We're holding over here a mitzvah mila. You know you have a pasuk over there, Chumash Ram that says, Mirba Karva Zava, you're not allowed to daven, you're not allowed to say a pasuk, you're not allowed to say a bracha, you can make it erva, but that's all other brachas in the world except for the bracha ala mila. If you're doing this, performing the mitzvah mila, the Yidah Gzer Kakasha doesn't apply. So I wouldn't tell you
what.
There, the Torah doesn't say you have to say a bracha, so I can say that this is an exception to the rule. And even if the Torah would say you have to say a bracha, you have to be Megula. No, so they say this is an exception to the rule, but it's self-understood that... Self-understood that what?
It's
not Maratai.
Should it be the same thing like Mila? Is it also in the car?
according to this opinion. You mean a person should be permitted to say Brachim when he's on dreadful? No, he shouldn't be chosen on a mikvah without any clothes on. With clothes on. A person should be chosen on a mikvah with clothes on. With a bathrobe on. Also, the woman should be chosen on a mikvah with loose the bathrobe on. It'll cover up the erva, loose bathrobe. You have a dirty mikvah and you put the hand like this. You can, just because we want to have nice clean water and you don't want to hold your hands like this, but that's, we're creating the problem. You say, well, Hafnish can braver. He has to hold on, he can't cover over. The mole has no braver. So you say, what do you mean he has no braver? On the level of their eyes, not that braver. Don't say bracha. Because you have to say bracha. And I'm not sure. So those are the two opinions in the area there. We should have an achrayim, have a machloikis. Which is the real reason with the nafkamina being, if the mole is going to perform a bris mila on a baby who is past the age of 9, is it going to be a bracha? Also be a prop. Is he permitted to have the Eva Ha'or Lamikuma at the time that he shows the brother? Right, that'll be the shot. So that's the first opinion on the Gemara Chavzal and the Menalos is, the Yat Kam up until what age does it not pose a problem if the children are started and they're all under the blanket? So the first one coming in, he just says, if the Yat Kam is ready to be all, then go up, don't get a barefoot. Whenever the Eva is not ready to be, it's not called an Eva, it's like a hand, like a foot, it's not called the Eva Ha'or. So the cloud is not a problem. It's not called the Eruv. And he could be on the second thing, there's no, even if he is royal there, even if he is royal of Dio, even after the age of 3 by a girl and 9 by a boy, and he could be on the second version has, it's like, it's like, you know, it's a son of your mechot, him, Ben Stamen, it's a son of your mechot, the girl up until the age of 11, it means a year before Bar Mitzvah, and a boy, the age of 12, a year before Bar Mitzvah, what does that correspond to? It's neither here nor there. Royal Abiel was before, Bar Mitzvah was later, so what does it correspond to? Correspond to Ma'ur HaTaybet, Edi and Evi, both by the boy and by the girl, corresponds like today, Shaddai Nachonu, Usarek Nimea. Whenever, not the Royal HaTaybet, whenever they rolled it up to be Ma'ur HaTaybet. So we're talking about a case that the Erev is Mechusa, my Erev is Mechusa, their Erev, the children, under the same blanket. And their Erev is Mechusa, and we have back to back. But the Shaddai is, if you don't have a Talis Nafsi, and there are an older age, means after the age of 11 by girl, after the age of 12 by boy, then it's a problem that it'll be a problem of Yehuda. Right. There's the Mishnah Brura quotes from one of the Achrayim, the Shulchan Aruch Shlomo, I think. That from what age on do you insist that the girl has to have long sleeves and so on? So he says from the age of 3, because we also do. Right, and the Havanish writes that he thinks that that's very telling. But after the age of 3, it's already very time. There must be some later age. Yeah. Yes, so the Shaddai, should the ages be corresponding to this Gemara? Should I make on a start to it? Yeah, the Tamchina, you should train children even at a young age if it's within reason.
Yeah.
That they should dress properly, because the Shaddai is, if you didn't train them, and they come to shul, you're not allowed to say a bracha if a woman is improperly dressed. And what if the woman is so young, she's only 10 years old, 8 years old, you say you're not allowed to, she's singing. The little girl is singing, my God, Neil's going to have to be. Say, call me Sheriff, I'm a little girl. Does she have to be at this certain age? Does the pastor should correspond to this? You know, should be based on Shaddai and the Honda, so I'll see now. And Moshe Chaim is sure about an ego, whether it's old. Yeah, he talks, I think he does apply to Zimar. Yeah. I think he is this minimum age. I think he does relate to Zimar. Isn't
the shul
at a higher level? A higher level of how they should dress. If Sami should dress properly, he can look at Shalom Sechi. He's not really walking. Sure, you should dress properly. And Shaila, that it should prevent. We're not talking about how Chizah they should dress properly. Shaila, it should prevent him from davening. That's the shul. So the Chazanish writes, he doesn't think that that Mishnah Brewer, the Mishnah Brewer quotes the Chumrah from the Shulchan Aruch Yishuv, he thinks that the Shir is Shver. They say that it depends on what it would be. I think that it should depend on this Gemara, Shadai Mechon and Tzorah Tzorah. But that's the Shai Lahum that we pass in line. And this Machlag is between Shmuel and Rav Yosef. We really didn't have, it's not the same as before. Before we had a Fiyusa against Shmuel. We don't have a Fiyusa against Shmuel. What's the Machlag is between Shmuel and Rav Yosef? So Shmuel says, Afila the Yishpah. Yishpah and Acha, it's all the same thing. That you never need Talmud Mastik. Each one should face a different direction. And as long as it's his Ava is Mechusa, and I'm not facing the other person's Ava, and I don't have any problem with legal rights Ava, so everything is okay. And Rav Yosef says, no, the Hetzer only applies to Ishtar, doesn't apply to others. And so it's Ashi, we talk to him. Omer Rav comes to Rav Ashi, he holds them on the previous type. Omer Rav there, Rav decided with Shmuel, Avgav is good for the Shmuel, he holds the Kabbalah to the Shmuel, because he held that it makes so much sense. So the Shmuel said, that shows that Shmuel is the expert, that's the Shmuel. That shows that Shmuel is the expert, and these in Yonah, what are things in Yonah? We talked before, wasn't an Indian of Ayai, wasn't an Indian of Gilei Erba, before it was an Indian of Kavod HaTfilin.
Yeah.
But that's still in Tashu Shanis is a different thing.
Thank
God. There's a Shai Lahacha Mike. There's no Hemshah. We haven't even established that Shmuel is the world's greatest expert on Inyanim of Erva. Maybe the world's greatest expert is what he says takes precedence even against the Christ on Inyanim of Kavod HaTfilin. How does it apply? You think that's the Shai Lahacha Mike. How should I pass on it? Not there, on the lane. The Rabbi answers, what has one got to do with the other? Also cool of the Chodem Machta Machtil. You weave everything together into one big cloth. Yeah, Rashi says machta means weaving. Chodah Ariko. El Hekha the Yisnit, Hekha the Yisnit, Malay Yisnit, doesn't necessarily mean that we have to pass it. That's funny. Pass much more before, doesn't mean pass much more now. So what is he saying? Could be the dinners like Rav Yosef. Like the letters of the left narrow line. So those are the letters in the Gemara. And it sounds like we pass like Rav Yosef. Ishta ki gufa and achalat ki gufa zami. The answer would only apply to Ishta if they're facing different directions. But anyway, other than Ishta, you would insist on having a talisman. Whereas, not anymore has a related shadow. We had a shadow before regarding our Agavah, whether the Agavah is the back part of the body, is also considered a chelik of the Abraham. The Gemara said, Rav Shmuel holds no. And the Gemara said, we don't really have a right on the Mishnah, and it's not really such a stuck right in the right either. So the shadow, what's the status of Agavah? So now is a similar related shadow, not identical, related shadow. What about the Seir that grows on the Abraham or Erebah? So let's say a man is Jeff. And if the ass part of the beggar is open in the front, then the seir from the Eva Erva is protruding through the beggar, but all the entire Eva Erva is covered up. So should I say, look, the seir of the Eva Erva is part of the Eva Erva. The part of the Eva Erva is Megula, so he's not permitted to say the book. How do you say no? The entire Eva Erva is Megula, and the seir is nothing. That's what the Gemara says, the seir is nothing. The garnish is garnish. I'm not mad that I thought the seir is the big Gemara, what's the difference? There's a little bit of seir protruding. Should I consider it like part of the Arab is Mechula? Or no, the entire Arab is Mechusa. He answered, that's ridiculous. That's the Gomes. Say it, say it. It's only say it, not the Arab. That's the Gomes. The next one we started before, we should talk about this talk a little more. Amrav Yitzchak, Tefach, the Isha Arab. A Tefach on a woman's body has the status of Arab. Take the more than mine. With respect to what? Does it have the status of Erev? If it means that you're not permitted to stare at even a small part of a woman's body, if you should say, with respect to staring, to looking, I've armed our shaykh to the body, not allowed to. What's the Kiddush? Malo manakaz and takshitim shebachutim takshitim shebitim. It says, after the Melchemish Midyon, that the soldiers wanted a kapora for having looked at the Bnei Midyon, Rashi says, and you, our kapora, here, are there, should start with the Bnei Midyon. Asher HaKodesh quotes the Medrash that the Umash Oilam, when they go to war, that they dressed up the women in a very fancy way in order to be machshel the soldiers of the enemy, that instead of fighting, they should form them up with the women and stop fighting. So they saw these beautiful girls that were all dressed up, and they killed everybody that they had. They did a good job, the soldiers, but they still wanted to have a kapara for having Hilhurim, Asher HaTak with a nice name. So it says that they gave Etzadavit Tomit, Tabat of Gildachumar. So the Pasuk mentions together, Kumar is a Kli, is a beggar attached, that the women wear, managed by the Mokhan, inside the Eva or Erva of the Nikeva. And the Tzamid is a bracelet, and the other things are a Tapat, is a ring, a nose ring, an earring, whatever, these are external things. So why does the Pasuk put together those that are visible with those that are managed with Nigelus, me? Lama manakat the tachshit mishabahut together with the tachshit mishabahut. Lama lachshu each the man kolam misakob. That's the tana shalish kinam misakob the mokam atar. just like it's improper to look at someone else's wife. It's improper to look at a woman. The Malkam HaTorah on there, Eva Herbos, it's improper to look at any part, any even the exposed part of a woman's body, L'shem Hispatlus, in order to have pleasure from that. So you cannot be telling me that only a Tefach Tisha Herbos, you're not permitted to look at a Tefach for the Yisrael, even less than a Tefach is not permissible. So what's the Chiddush of Yitzchak that he says Tefach Tisha Herbos? He's talking about, no, and we're talking the Ishtoi. He's permitted to look at his wife. He's permitted to look. The Ishtoi Bula Kriyashma. When it comes time to recite Krishna, let's say his wife walks around the house, in the morning she wakes up, she's not dressed yet, so she walks around half undressed, but if the husband wants to daven at home, she's davening the shul. But if it turns out he has to bench, whatever, he has to say a bracha, not to say a whatever, so he's not permitted to be facing his wife, even if he's not doing anything wrong, she's just in her bedroom, that's the way she's walking around, that's the way she sleeps, he's not permitted to say Kriya Shema, to say bracha, can I get a step of the Isha Eremo?
And what's
the
thing, it's a painting, a photograph on the wall?
Thanks, we're knocking up the ladder as well. Even though it's not a real ladder, we're knocking up the ladder.
Some of
them,
yeah. Some of them.
He's visiting by someone else, he's not him.
Some of these people are not being involved. Some of these not, it's only some
of them. Yeah, yeah. If you have a painting or a photograph of Ivar Mamakut, yes. The next Gemara is a big problem, sure. They have gone to this one written on the shok. What exactly, what part of the body is shok and what are the details of the shok? Okay, we'll have it next week for us.
No.
Well, that was shok. Only the tefach and the mokum should dark on the college. But then dark on the college is missing. And this extension part is the shalom, the Torah writes the whole Shira Sayan. But we once discussed that the Gemara in Megillah, Dr. Dalvin and Aleph, learns out of din from the Parsha Shira Sayam, that that's the proper thing to do. The Gemara says that Kalvachayim, the Mada, on the Yatzis Lecheilus, when they had Yitzir from Sun, they recited Shira, the Gemara's Lachayim, like Kol Shekain, yes, the Nigdeir of Haman was broken, and they didn't kill Jews, they wanted Lahashim, 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 no, they didn't succeed, so they certainly were required to say, should have been required, to recite Halal. For Igmar to talk to Hakam, we don't say Halal on Purim. So Igmar gave all the answers over there. But you see from the Gemara, that Igmar asked, you should dash in a Kavachayim, because this is a din. This is the real din. The fact that the Torah writes down that Moshe Rabbeinu, and Esau, and Yoshe Moshe, they said a Shira, it's written down, not some for historical purposes, it's written down to teach us this halacha, that you're supposed to say a Shira. But there's a famous Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin, and the Gemara says that on the occasion of the Yeshua, that Chizkiyahu HaMelech asked from the enemy soldiers, they really should have recited Shira. And if he would have recited the Shira, he would have been better to become the Melech HaMashiach. And the Mefarshim of the Gemara points out, it's very interesting, the Gemara, the first Perek of Avodah Zarah, has the history of the world. The Gemara says that we have a tradition that Shif Al-Bishnin HaVi'amah, that the world is going to last for 6,000 years. It's one of the first Perek of Avodah Zarah, the end of Rosh Hashanah, the last Perek of Rosh Hashanah. The Rishonim Al-Aterah writes, because in the first Pasuk in Bereishis, there were six Aleph. And Aleph means 1,000, Aleph. I was in 2000, so that was a marker, that was a remnant to this tradition that they have. I think the Rekha has that, the Balei HaTorah have like that, that the first part of the generation had 6 aleph, so that's a remnant to this idea that Shis Al Fishmin Aliyah. What's going to happen after the year 6000? What does that mean exactly? The world's going to explode? So the Ramchal discusses that. What's going to happen after 6000 years? The Ramchal talks in his... Yeah. But Shalom, what's going to happen? So the Gemara breaks down the 6000 years into three parts. So the first 2000 years were told. And Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says, was born in the year 1948 with Bria Sarva. And then when he reached the age of 52, that's when it says, HaNefesh HaShir Asu B'chor, and that's when he started his campaign to teach monotheism. Up until then, up until HaNefesh HaShir Asu B'chor, and that's called Tov. And then it was 2,000 years of Sarva. And then the last 2,000 years, that's Yimot HaMashiach. Huh? No, what do you mean Yimot HaMashiach? The Gemara says, Mashiach can come any day. Mashiach can come any day in the last 2,000 years. The Gemara says you should be careful not to invest in real estate in Chutz Lares, the Gemara says, and the last 2,000 years, because you may, Mashiach may come tomorrow, and your investment will be not good. So you're going to lose all your real estate. So the Gemara says they had a tradition that Mashiach is only going to come in the last 2,000 years, and Chizkiyahu HaMelech was before the last 2,000 years. He was in the 2,000... The last 2,000 years started after the death of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. That was in the year 240. Approximately the year 240 is the end that will correspond to the year 4,000. But the year 4,000 to the year 6,000 now, it's 5,752.
So a long time ago, after Rabbi Yonatan died, that was the end of the Shnei Elavim Torah. Because Yerah Melech was way before all of Tanai. He was in the time of the Pais Rishon. So what does the Gemara say that he had an opportunity to become Melech HaMashiach? That's not the Shnei Elavim Yomot HaMashiach. And the question says, but he was such a great tzaddik, and the people were so through him, and he got everybody to learn, he's done about the Hashem, everybody was learning, the Rebbe Shlomo would have already broken his plans for the history of the world. He would have already brought, he would have already declared the Malach HaMashiach, he would have been Mashiach, would have been Mohammed, so the mother would have declared everything with the Yosef of that. He would have broken the whole plan in history, but the reason why everything fell through was because he didn't say Shira. If Yom Melech should have learned from Parshas Yishalach that he got to say Shira, he didn't say Shira. So the Zolt Shrek Akasha, who was Taka such a great son, Hakamitaka didn't say Shira. And the Medrash comments on this, the Medrash Rabban, Parshas Yishalach, the Medrash says, Oz Yashir Moshe, that from Sheshi to Nebrashis, or the Marisha never said Shira, from Avila never said Shira, Yitzchak then Shira, Yaakov never said Shira, or Moshe Rabbeinu is the first one. Moshe Rabbeinu is the first one to say Shira. How come? For the Malishan of Amavin, how come they never said Shira? Nothing ever happened in their lifetime that was worth saying Shira. Yes. He says on some occasions he did. But the Malish says on other occasions he didn't. So why didn't they have to say Shira? Why did they only say Shira in Mishra Yom HaShabbos? But something special happened. Why didn't they say Shira more often? How come Moshe Rabbeinu understood you have to say Shira? So some say the Kavanah and the Medrash is, if I said this, has the beginning of this, but today said it up. He says, by great people who are very, on very high madrigal, so they understand that the Rebbeinu Shlom created the whole world, and he made Kufiyat Tev, and we praise the Rebbeinu Shlom every day for creating the whole world, and we believe that all of the Nisim, all of the big Nisim, everything is part of the Tev, like the Pasuk says, Vayashav Hayam Le'Eitzonai. After the creation, it was all over. But the Medrash comes by Yashar Yomla, Eitzon, all of you top of means it went back to its original force, that the word is continuous one, but the Oishis of Sinai. So the Medrash says that Sinai is not going to go from Isaac Gracious when he created the Yam, and Shashis made gracious. He made a clause, built in clause, that when the rain will come, it's on the Yamsu, it should split. So it comes out that I'll leave it to them as creation, there's nothing special to them. So I'll say that, that and Shashis made gracious. When we praise with the Banish Lam every day, when we say it's Tukat Zimmer, we praise with the Banish Lam. For creating the world, included in that phrase. Every day,
like
it's
the Hashem
was created in Shishmigration. Like the Masha. Right, like the Masha, all of the Nisim. The Mishnah says in all of the Nisim created. Herb Shabbat, Zayn Hashmash, everything was a built-in clause. So the great Tzadik, Manahai, Madrege, they're close to the Rebbeinu Shlom. They know that the Rebbeinu Shlom controls everything he created, everything in Shishmigration. They know the Rebbeinu Shlom has everything in their tank. They dab it every day. They thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for everything. So they have to understand that it's here in Eitz Mishra. So they're not going to spoil that's all. That's the same halacha all day long. There's nothing to be to spoil about. So that's perhaps why most of the time you say on one occasion the Medrash got a narration, this same is Mishra Yom HaShad. Sometimes he wasn't spoiled. But on most occasions he wasn't spoiled by anything. He knew that the Rebbeinu Shlom has complete control of everything. The Rebbeinu Shlom is the one who created the world and he can do whatever he wants and he does whatever he wants. But he never said. And Avraham Avinu never said, and Yitzchak never said, and Yaakov never said, and Chizkiyahu never said, that he weren't more than spoiled like the Gemara has in Malitza and Tainis. Yishama v'Shem and Diyadlik, Yem and Lachem and Diyadlik. One of the Tanaim ran out of the oil that Tzind on lift, and his daughter says she doesn't have, she only has vinegar. And he said that the Rebbeinu Shlom who gave the Kayach to oil that it can serve as a fuel, that the light will burn, so the Rebbeinu Shlom will make, and it was nothing by the big Tanaim, nothing, so this will burn, so that will burn on Achimina. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants it to work like this, it's going to work. So that's why they didn't say special Shiva on these occasions. I said, what's the point of Rabbeinu? Oh, so that's what the Medrash Rabbah says on this passage. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, what prompted Moshe Rabbeinu to say Shiva? So the Medrash says, Piha Paschal HaChachm, so it says that Al Hashayna, that passage is describing the Chachm of Moshe Rabbeinu, that prompted him to say the Shiva. What exactly does that mean? So the quote, the result quote that the Gemara in Sukkah has a comment in Torah Chesed, Al Hashayna, the Chiesh Torah Shal Chesed, the Torah Shayna Shal Chesed. What does it mean? So one suggestion is one of them is Torah Lishma, Torah Chesed, one of them is Torah Shal Lishma, Torah Shayna Shal Chesed. Then Gemara has another suggestion, that one of them is Torah Amalat Lalam in Lacherim, that Chesed means to do for others. The Torah Chesed, Al Hashayna means a person to learn, Amalat to transmit it to others. And that's what the Medrash says. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have been so spoiled. Moshe Rabbeinu, every day Moshe Rabbeinu was equally spoiled when the sun would rise and the sun would set and it would rain and it would snow and it would be a tornado, a hurricane, with everything. It was equally spoiled when there would be a nice sneak and a nice sneak, everything was all the same thing. Thus like by Adam and by Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Yisrael, he wasn't spoiled by anything. But he knew that that's not the way you're supposed to see it with the people. You have to train the people. A lot of times the person knows what the truth is, but for educational purposes, you have to say, we're going to do something now which goes against my grain. I don't hope from this. But the other people are not on my madrega of understanding. So for their sake, you have to fear Aina Takana, have to do something. Have to tell, we're going to say hello today. I don't need the house. As far as I'm concerned, nothing special happened today. The Rebbeinu Shlom gives me an hakan mitzvah all year long. But the people realize today that the people don't realize all year long that there's an hakan mitzvah. They think that it's seven. Today they realize that there's an hakan mitzvah. So for their sake, you have to say shira. And that's what the Medrash means to say, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Tia Paschal Chacham Tzaras Chesed Al HaShayna, that it was Tzaras Chesed, Lamed Lacher. A lot of times, Rabbanim are living in their own, the great Talmid Chacham live in their own Dalamis, they're living in their own ivory towers, and they think in their terms, and they don't see, this is Zichar Mutzer, this is Zichar Rosser, what it is, this stuff, and they don't realize what effect it's going to have on the Hamorna. The Hamorna, what do you mean, this is Mutzer? This is Mutzer, like they said, we were talking, we had recently a meeting at the Rabbinical Council of America, that they were discussing that years ago, when our Soloveitchik first was involved with the Rabbinical Council, there were times that our Soloveitchik passed in one way, and the RCA passed in Fakir. One of the things, our Soloveitchik said there's certain things in Mutzer, and the RCA executive passed against it. What do you mean passing against it? It's supposed to be after the said, it's Zichar Mutzer, but there she did. From his perspective, and after the din in the shock, whatever, I don't know about it. And the executive of the RCA said, what do you mean? You're going to tell them about the Mutzer? They'll stone you. They'll think that you're crazy. You'll never be able to convince them that this is Mutzer. They'll think that we're reformed rabbis. So a person, when he talks to the Shaila, when he's trying to lead the Olam, he has to know what will the perception be by the other people. And that's what the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu had a madrega peres chesed al Hashayna. He wouldn't have said special shira. He said shira, the same shira every day. He realized that everything is Benashamayim. Even Anhaga Tibis is really Anhaga Nisus. Everything was the same by him. But for the sake of the Tzibur, everybody recognizes that. So that's why he instituted this occasion, a shira.